1, 2, 3. We are now testing, and it feels kind of weird because I have this thing right in front of my face.
What thing?
This new.
Like, see, bro, like me, I'm just chilling.
You just chilling?
Yeah, I'm just chilling.
For real?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm chilling, but like, I feel like my mouth is right next to it. I feel like I'm about to kiss the mic.
Oh, don't kiss the mic. Oh. Okay. Let me give y'all some space.
Yeah. Give us some distance.
Alright, bro. I'll be back. What? 5 minutes?
What's up?
I'll be back in 5 minutes or what?
What do you mean, be back in 5 minutes?
Yeah, I'm gonna give y'all some time.
Oh, yeah.
Some alone time.
Okay, for sure. Appreciate that, man. You just want to keep recording out of this?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right, bet. I think the mic should be pretty good. We're out here. We just got a new setup, guys. Oh, yeah. Actually, what's up, bitches?
Oh, yeah. What's up, bitches?
We're back at it again. Patino and Emmy. Emmy and Patino.
Patino and...
We're together, we're PE or we're EP. We're either physical education or electronically produced. Whatever you guys want to go by, you know, that's up to y'all to decide. We're just out here banging out the content and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah,
We're recording this. What's today?
Today is August 9th.
August 9th of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like, if you hear this and it's the year 2030.
Yeah.
So like, or 2025.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hopefully we're still recording episodes and stuff. Or, I think that's a little bit too far. Maybe like we're somewhere in the world doing bigger things.
Oh yeah, that's definitely.
But y'all can come here and see where it all started.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. This is gonna be our, I think it's gonna be our fifth episode.
Bro, this is watery.
Yeah. We're sipping on some daiquiris right now. We got from, they're so ass. I don't even want to say the place because I just don't want people to go there. But, I mean, it's the only reason we go there is because it's really close by and it's like most convenient for us. But other than that, I wouldn't recommend it, bro. I don't know. It's not the best thing, honestly.
I like the little one by Katie.
Huh? The one by Katie?
Yeah.
No, nah, bro. You gotta go. There's one place called the Candy Shack. Bro, that shit, like, it's literally what it sounds like.
The Candy Shack.
It's like by Westheimer. It's like kind of like in Montrose.
Oh, okay.
Around there. But it's pretty good. I went when I met, I think, Brian. It was lit. They have, you know, like board games you could play and all that stuff and shit.
It's like the Puka place?
Puka.
With the piano and shit?
Nah. They don't have no piano. But it's pretty cool. It's a cool little place. It's small. And, it's like you can order like how we got right now. Yeah. Where they'll put candy on it, make it look nice, they'll put gummy worms and all that shit.
Oh shit.
Yeah, it's pretty lit, honestly, man. But yeah, so what's it called? You wanna hear about my story?
Which one? Tell me you had a couple.
Pick one that I told you about.
The phone. I don't know what the fuck happened to your phone.
Yeah, okay, so what's it called? I was at work, right? And my fucking phone was hot. Because, you know, like, phones are made out of glass and shit. So, I was like, this thing was, like, pretty warm. And I was like, usually whenever my phone gets, like warm or just, like, gets hot in general, what I do is the first thing that I do, I grab my phone and I put it in the cooler.
Damn. It goes from, like, 0 to 100, like, real quick. Or 100.
100 to 0. Yeah. 100, yeah. So pretty much, I grabbed my phone, right? And this is nothing new. I've been doing it for a while.
Nigga, why?
So, like, none's messed up with it, you know what I mean? Like, previously.
Until now.
Until now. So, I grabbed my phone. It's pretty warm. I'm like, man, I don't want it to get hot. So, I grab it. And this is what I do. Okay. So, I'm in the cooler, right? I have my phone in one hand. And the cooler's open. So, I grab some water that's melted. And I just splash that bitch. I splash it.
To your
and,
phone?
Yeah. And phones are waterproof. So, I'm not tripping at all, right?
They're water resistant.
Whatever, water.
That what? One is?
Yeah, this sure? is the 8. Bro, I've dove in the pool with it. Nothing happened. Underwater, recorded video and all that stuff. Like, it works just like brand new. All you gotta do is, like, you don't want to play music right away or anything. You know how water will come out of the speakers and stuff? I wasn't playing music or anything.
That's literally what you have to do. What? Play music.
You have to?
Yeah, so the speakers, like, push out the water.
I didn't play no fucking music or anything. Fuck. What I did, I just had my AirPods in, so I was just listening to music and shit, like, the rest of the day. Maybe that's where I fucked up, but either way,
had it all fucked up.
Yeah, so I spray it with some water with one hand, And then I dip that shit. I just dip it in the cooler.
Yeah.
And I don't even think that's good too. Cold ass water, especially. You know what I mean? So I'm over here dipping my phone. I do once, twice, you know? And then this nigga Pancho, he's like, I tell him I'm taking this shit a bath. And then he's just laughing and shit. And then literally, like, I think 30 minutes later, I come back, see my phone. I'm like, bruh, my screen looks ugly as shit. Like, there's like.
But you left it inside the water?
No. I didn't leave. I didn't leave it inside the water. So I had it inside the truck or whatever. And I just come back to it and my screen is like fucked. And I'm like, damn, my whole mood has changed and all that stuff. But yeah, it's pretty much a story about my water experience.
Goddamn.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't know, man. It wasn't the most pleasant thing, honestly. I was like, man, this really sucks. You know what I mean?
For how long have you been doing this?
Oh, probably like, I want to say like a year maybe.
Mm-hmm. Goddamn.
And nothing's bad happened until till today. And so I was like, man, it sucks. I thought the water was in between my screen protector. Mm-hmm. But I kind of took off the screen protector. And I was like, okay, if I take the screen protector off, hopefully the water is just between the screen protector and the screen. So the smudges can go away.
Yeah.
And that wasn't the case at all. So I was like, damn.
So you have no screen protector now?
I do. I put it back on. I put it back on because I didn't want it to get like dusty and all that stuff. I need to go get a new one, but before that, I need to get my screen fixed. So. I'm debating if I should go to Apple or if I should go to like T-Mobile.
What? No, they don't do any water damages.
Where?
At Apple.
For real?
Yeah.
That's fucking bullshit. Really?
Yeah.
Why? If it's water resistant.
Exactly.
Fuck Apple, bro.
I think that's what happens, because last time I remember, I think I took mm-hmm. my phone mm-hmm. for something. Yeah. My screen was fucked up, I think. Okay. They gave me a new screen. But they told me, if we open the phone and we notice that there's water damage, we're not responsible. Like, you can't take your phone anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking gay, man. Because they're over here advertising the water resistant. They have water spraying on the phones in the commercials on purpose. And once, yeah, but like,
it's not 100 degrees hot or more.
They don't fucking know what temperature it was. You know what I mean? It's Texas. It's hot as fuck no matter what time of the day. But I don't know, man. I think that's false advertising. That's pretty. I mean,
it's not a false advertisement because mm-hmm. you've actually been in the pool with it, so you know it works.
I'm just gonna say I went to the pool. That's it.
Like,
mm-hmm. I dipped it in the fucking cooler. They listen to this podcast, and they can go fuck themselves, man. This is the first time I've ever given fat bad feedback to one of our listeners. But if you work at Apple and if you hear this and you get this proof, go back to work, man. You know.
Yeah, for real. If you listen to this at work and you work at Apple, go back to work.
Exactly. You should.
Or play it out loud in the speakers and tell everyone to go follow us and stuff.
But and have it on every single computer that you have.
Hey, we should go do that.
On the lock screen? Yeah, I'll be down. Or just have them playing in general.
Yeah.
And some little kid. Oh, you know what we should do? Okay. Mm-hmm. On the computers they have, you know how they have Beats? Well, I don't know if they have Beats no more. I don't know if they have Partner or whatever, but wherever they have headphones.
Just all of them. Just all go to Apple, the podcast.
We're going to go to our podcast, and we're just going to play the episodes in order. So we whenever it finishes.
Put it on, like, that one website. What's it called? The one.
Which one?
The one we record on or whatever.
Anchor?
Yeah.
You want to put it on Anchor?
You don't have to be on the Spotify or anything.
What do you mean?
We can look it up on the website.
On Anchor?
Or you need to log in.
I don't need to log in. You can just look it up. But I mean, it's way easier if you just go to Apple Podcasts. Or is there an Apple Podcast website?
No, but the app already comes with the phone, so we should be good.
Oh, yeah. We're set. So, I mean, it comes with the computer or whatever.
Yeah.
And we'll just have it on. And then some little kid, he throws on the headphones, and he listens to one of our episodes.
I know.
And imagine we do this, and he's listening to this exact part right here of us explaining it.
30 years from now, too. Imagine.
Nah, that'd be really crazy. I wasn't looking to 30 years, probably looking like next week maybe.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? But yeah. Hey, that works too.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I don't know. So I gotta go.
What story you had?
What story?
The other story.
What was it about? The other story?
Tell me, I'll tell you in the podcast.
Fuck, I forgot what it was,
man.
You
don't want to tell me.
When did I tell you this?
Today.
I know, but like, explain to me, like, what were we doing at the moment?
I stopped you. I was like, if this is a good story, save it for the podcast.
Man, I forgot, man. I should have wrote this down in my notebook.
It was about food.
About food?
I think.
I have a lot of stories about food.
What, tell me one.
About food?
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't know, man. Like, they're not really funny. It's just, like, it's funny to y'all because y'all be saying, like, you know what I mean? Just jokes and shit. But, like, come to think about it, food is just one of those topics where, like, I really can't
hate. What do you think about the game?
What's up?
What do you think about the game?
The game, it looks pretty cool. I haven't played it yet. I want to see, like, some yeehaw shit, you know what I mean?
Some yeehaw shit.
Is that tobacco?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, for the people who don't know what I'm looking at this man just play Red Dead Redemption. And he's sneaking in the field of tobacco because he's about to go roll up some backwoods. And there's a guy on fire, I think. Is it?
No, it's like a lamp.
Oh, it's a lamp.
I broke in pretty much to the thing.
Yeah, I can see you're kind of like in the danger zone, huh? Oh, so those are farmers and shit?
No, they're lookouts.
Oh, they're fucking deaf because they can't even hear you, man.
That's what I'm saying. Nah, bro, I'm stealth.
Especially with tobacco leaves, they make like hella moves and stuff.
How do you know?
You know what that reminds me of?
Of what?
North Carolina. They grow a lot of tobacco there.
Do they?
Yeah. Up north in general. Is it cold?
Hmm? Is it cold?
It's cold at times, but I mean, obviously they don't grow when it's cold. They have like their harvesting time or whatever, but they'll be like hella like tall leaves of tobacco. They get pretty, you know, lengthy. They'll mm-hmm. probably cover your whole body or whatever. But yeah, I remember driving through that and what's it called? I don't know, man. It's pretty lit. I don't know. Just looking at the field and shit, you know, wanting to roll up a wood over there, a fat doink in the Amish. You know
cousin?
What I mean?
I mean, fuck. It's for your cousin.
My cousin.
On this spot, yeah.
I have a lot of cousins over there.
The one, you know. The one that smokes.
¿Cuál de todos eres?
I don't know, shit, man. Well, all of them.
I don't know, but yeah, man. Put down the Swishers. just everybody there. What's your opinion on Swishers?
On Swishers?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, just the Swishers, like the cigarillos. What's your opinion on them? You like them? You mess with them or not?
Nah. Bro, I was watching fucking Mike Tyson, right? And... Mm-hmm. In his desk, he has like a couple water bottles.
Okay.
That are CBD.
Oh, water infused. Bottles?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was trying to get them hoes, but you can only get them over there at Cali.
For real?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I think it's just like...
Like a dispensary item?
Maybe? No, it's just like, I guess, a local thing right now.
Mm-hmm. CBD water?
Yeah, CBD infused water.
God, I need a gallon of that.
That's what I was saying. That's why I wanted to get it. I was like, damn, this shit sound good.
Hell yeah, bro. This daiquiri is practically juice. Like, it was so cold whenever we got that shit. And, yeah, I don't know, man. But, yeah, that's dope. Shout out to Mike Tyson. That's the boy. What's it called?
I don't know what the fuck I did.
You know Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah. That's the one I was watching.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Don't tell me about it because I'm going to watch it. I remember whenever they announced it, I was like, bro, I need to watch it. And I know a whole bunch of people in the comments were like, did Jimmy Kimmel smoke and all that stuff? Did he or no?
Just told me not to tell you about it.
Yeah, don't tell me about it. Don't tell me about it. But, yeah, man, so we really don't have any topics at the moment, like specifically what you want to talk about. But what do you want to talk about?
So I saw Hobbs and Shaw.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
What's that about?
Well, it's, what's it called?
Mm-hmm.
A sequel?
You want to use the headphones or no?
Not really.
Okay. I kind of don't want to use them. It's because whenever I feel like I'm listening to myself,
yeah.
I feel like I sound like... Oh, blah, 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 blah,
you
know?
Do.
I do. yeah, probably.
But we were watching it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was... Was it not a sequel, but like... A prequel... Not a... What's it called?
A sequel? Like that comes out after?
No. It's... It's in the same universe as the Fast and the Furious.
Okay.
Spinoff. There you go.
Okay, it's a spinoff?
Yeah. So, you know Hobbs?
Yeah.
And The Rock?
Mm-hmm.
You know how he was in the CIA or some shit?
Yeah.
Well, just pretty much that, like, how the world is in danger again. And The Rock and the other guy? The
old guy? The Rock and the... Okay, yeah, yeah. So, it's a... You said a follow-up?
It's a sequel. I mean, fucking, oh, fuck. spinoff of Fast and Furious.
For sure.
So, and...
Oh, shit.
I don't remember in which one, but they went against Shaw's brother.
Shaw?
Yeah.
And who the fuck Shaw?
The bald guy. Okay. The English guy.
I stopped watching Fast and... I stopped watching them. Yeah, after, like, Tokyo Drift, man, just because... I want to say... What happens if I shoot this guy?
Probably the...
Shit, I fucked them up. Shoot you. All right, how do I get out of here?
Oh, there's a witness. Kill him. Where? Kill him. The guy that's running away. Kill him. Bro, kill all
where? The... Where? Bro, how do I get out?
X. All
right.
No, why are you getting off? Bro, 30 people are, like, coming after you.
Oh, yeah? Really? Damn. Okay, but either... Go to your keep horse. Going. The bald guy? I don't know how to run with the horse.
Just get in. Why? Triangle.
Okay, hold on. Come here, nigga.
Triangle.
Oh, fuck. I said, how do I run?
X. Tentacion.
All right, bet. Okay. We good now. We safe. Okay, keep going. So the bald guy, Ha?
Shaw.
Ha, yeah. The name was Ha.
Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so. Damn, bro.
Yeah, I got 5 stars on this game right now.
Yeah. You need to get out the red zone. You see it? Watch out. Damn.
Oh, shit. I didn't know
you're gonna kill my horse.
I'm sorry. What happens if he dies?
Well, I fucking lose money.
I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, because I bought him.
I'm sorry, man. This is my first time playing this. All right, but keep going.
Well, shit, I forgot what I was talking about.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're talking about Shaw, the spinoff off of Fast and Furious?
Yeah, but...
Okay.
Yeah, I was watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And you should go watch it, pretty much.
It was a really good movie?
Yeah, I liked it.
Was it like a bootleg? Or how was it? Like an action-packed? Or how was it?
It's action-packed. You know, like, it's in the same world of the Fast and Furious, but it's got the action of a Fast and Furious movie, and it's got the danger, I guess.
Yeah.
Or, like, the storyline.
Okay.
You know, family.
Okay, so it's pretty much like another company wanted to make their own version of Fast and Furious.
No, it's still in the same universe.
Okay. Well, how?
So, it's not about Vin Diesel. It's about The Rock now.
Okay.
So, like...
So, is The Rock in it?
No shit.
Okay. But it's because I'm not caught up with, like, none of these, like, Fast and Furious shows or whatever.
I'm about to Google the fuck out of this. Tell the people what you're doing.
Okay, yeah. So, I'm playing Uncharted.
Uncharted, bro. Red Dead
Redemption 2. Red Dead Redemption.
You don't even know what the fuck are you playing, bro.
What's Uncharted? I forgot. Bro, I haven't touched
Uncharted. Is the one where it's like the Indiana Jones type of thing.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Shout out Logic. I know he's a nerd for that game. But either way, right. I haven't touched my PlayStation 4 in like a minute. So I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just pressing XXX and... This horse, bro, it's funny. They have really good graphics. This horse, he's thick. You know, you feed your horse well, man. I'll tell you that.
Thank you, bro.
Oh, yeah, there's an enemy here? Or what? Why has he got a red dot?
It's probably an alligator.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, go back.
Can I fuck him up?
He'll fuck you up. Oh, it's probably a snake, too. One of those.
I don't want my horse to die, though.
Well, get out.
What do you mean?
Get down.
Will he fuck up the horse?
Yeah. Or the horse will fuck you up. Like, they'll get scared and then...
He's scared as shit right now, huh?
You're gonna fall.
He's scared as shit?
Yeah. Well, get down.
Okay. Now what? How do I get my gun out?
You do have your gun out.
Alright. Where's my fucker at?
I don't know. Get closer to the water.
Alright, but continue. Where's he? Oh, shit. He's right here. Look. Oh, fat ass. How much bullets does he take to die?
A lot. Get your rifle.
How do I get it?
I think L2.
Is he gonna fuck up the horse?
Get L2? Nah.
L2?
Yeah. Or R. There you go.
Hell yeah, I'm gonna fuck this fucker up.
Shit, he's going after the horse.
This motherfucker. Where's this?
Oh shit.
The horse fucking him up?
I don't know. It looked like it.
Oh, we need to get the fuck out of here. Alright, come here, fucking bitch. Alright, but keep going. So the Hershaw guy?
What? You're telling them what you're doing.
Okay, I need to get the fuck out of here, man. Bro, this horse kicked me out of my water. Okay, but keep going. I feel like this podcast is just everywhere right now, man. It's all good, guys. Sorry about that. I need to tame my horse right now. He's being such a imbecile at the moment. Can I swim in this game?
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of? Yeah, he's not swimming at all.
Did you know that in the first Red Dead, if you touch the water, you died?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They didn't want people to get clean, I guess.
No, I think that's how all games started.
Yeah,
I know. All games are like... the water is always like the sign of death.
Hey, go try to go look for a bear.
Uh huh. Oh, fuck that.
And skin him. Or a deer. Look for a deer, kill him, and then skin him.
Okay, is there a way I can mess up your KD here?
Let me see. My what? You can just mess up with my, like, my honorable thing. Okay. See, I have a bounty now for 15.
$15K? $15.
$15.
Oh, cheap asses.
But I'm gonna tell you where to go.
Why is it red?
Because that's the bounty.
And how come it's always in the border?
And that's all this, like all this area.
Oh, the whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just the edges. I thought the people in the ocean just hate you.
Go somewhere up here.
That's pretty funny. Can you fast travel?
You can, but with the train. But if you go to the train, might as well just pay the bounty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, look, the fucking alligator. I'm gonna kill him.
Yeah, go for it, bro.
Tell me a story.
About what, bro? I really don't have any stories.
Oh shit! Look, baby one.
Get him! Oh, he's about to fuck up that gar, that fish. There's a big ass one. Look.
But you I want the baby him? One. That's a 3-star.
The
one.
Big one's gonna fuck you up though. Oh, what I tell you? What I tell you, boy?
Fuck.
He killed you?
Yeah, he killed me.
Damn. This is how like
I was about to kill the baby, so.
God, all right, look, I'm gonna look up some topics right now. Hang in there with the guys. We're 21 minutes into it, and I feel like they haven't even gained a specific.
Damn, bro, look.
Mm-hmm.
April 12, 1968.
Okay.
Carter Verone is born. 1970. Mm-hmm. Decker Shaw is born.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 2004, the Everest of the Fast and Furious begin. Brian O'Connor.
Yeah.
O'Connor. 3 weeks into the undercover assignment for the LAPD and the FBI enters Dominic Toretto's crew. Dominic Toretto is named the perpetrator of 4-month truck thefts. Damn. I don't like this one.
Nah.
It looks weird.
I don't even think I'd watch that movie just because I haven't Pops been.
Shaw?
Yeah, just because I haven't been in tuned. Excuse me, I kind of burped. Kind of.
You fucking full on burped.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't think I'd be able to watch that movie just because of what's it called? I'm not really caught up into all that, you know, like Fast and Furious. I kind of gave up after which one? The one that was there in Tokyo? Drift. Tokyo Drift. That was my favorite one, man. Sure. I liked it. Yeah, whenever he put that Mustang engine in that 370.
You like that?
Yeah, it was pretty dope. I mean, just not that, but just in general, it was a pretty good movie. It's just this guy who comes like literally from like USA, right? Oh shit. What is that? You have a bear?
Yeah.
That's fucking dope. I mean, the horse would be... But that's a small-ass bear. Think about it. You killed a baby bear for that.
Nah, you have to kill the legendary bear in order to get the pellet. Like, that pellet?
What's a pellet?
Like, the skin, the fur.
Oh, okay, gotcha. You haven't killed the legendary one yet?
I did, that's how I got the...
Oh, okay.
The hand. You can only wear the legendary clothes.
Gotcha.
Of the animals.
Do you have the quote of the day or no?
I was looking for it.
I was looking for it too.
Oh, you can look for that. I'll look for the fact of the day.
Okay, for sure. What sounds good.
Hey, I told you a fact. About.
All of these quotes that I'm looking up, I literally just typed in quote of the day on Google. And it says, each day I come with in positive attitude trying to get better. You like that quote?
By who?
I don't know by who. You know what? I'm going to look up this quote. I've been watching a lot of Will Smith lately. He's a dope guy.
He's got a new movie coming out.
Oh yeah, I heard. He's really on a lot of shit, bro. I was watching his YouTube video about what is it? It's the I forgot what they're called. The Yes Theory, and pretty much he has a quote, and then pretty much one of the YouTuber guys, he has a 3-second clip in the movie where he delivers cake to like a table. And he was so passionate about like delivering the cake, and Will Smith was like, "Man, I like this guy's drive." He's like, he's like really going to tune with it, and he was like, he's serving the cake as if he is the cake, like here is my cake, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So like you have three seconds in the movie. Most people be like,
"Yeah,
here's your cake." This motherfucker was like, "Do I look good? Like, am I like walking right?" And he was like, "Here's your cake, sir." Or I didn't watch it, but yeah, Will Smith, They collabed with them previously on some other video. They went skydiving off of like the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
So that was pretty dope too. But like, I don't know. Will Smith's pretty dope, man. He made a song with L.O.G.I.C. with you know, Sir Robert Bryson Hall II. Don't be afraid to be different, man. And I think that's the quote for today.
Don't be afraid to be different.
Don't be afraid to be different by Logic. And yeah, so what's your thoughts on that quote?
I think he's right.
You he's know right.
How he says that most people are scared to show love, but I know I am.
Mm, yeah, that's true. That's true. What's it called? Another person who says that too is Mike Tyson, and I like really watching his podcast a lot. He's just I like it's funny whenever he like laughs and he smiles, because just I don't know, he's just funny the way he's like, you know, a whole bunch of stuff.
Jimmy Kimmel has a funny impersonation of him.
Oh really?
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious. I'm gonna watch that right whenever I get home. I'm gonna watch that. But what's it called? Yeah, I don't know. So that's the quote of the day, guys. Don't be afraid to be different. You know what I mean? We all had that. You know, just be different, man. Whatever you're doing, you know, all these people can be doing, you know, one thing necessarily, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's the right thing. So just go with your gut and whatever you do, and you know, just fuck the rest at times, you know what I mean? And just do yourself. If it means you have to ride on the horse wearing a bear helmet, you know, fur, you know, whatever. Just if you gotta wear a bear on you, just do it. But yeah, that's quote of the day, guys.
Look, how to adopt a retired police dog.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine.
Yeah. You have the fact of the day?
Well, I was trying to like look for the.
Does the horse ever get tired?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You can tell right there, like, dog get red. You see those little circles?
What circles on the map?
On top of the map.
Oh shit! Yeah, he looks fucked right now.
It's okay.
I'm abusing this horse.
Yeah. But
mm-hmm.
I was trying to look for the actual fact or whatever.
Okay.
Cause I remember I heard somewhere that. I think once a police dog retires,
yeah,
like the officer that has them can pay like $1 to keep them.
For real?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
I think that's how.
That's a lot of money.
But
they still make them pay $1, man. Think about that, bro.
Bro, imagine how much money like they spend on training him.
Oh, the dog?
Yeah.
Shh. Not even the money, man. How much time and effort they put into that. Training dogs ain't easy. Because like,
they already live with them. But
yeah.
It's a work thing, you know?
Yeah. And then the dogs, they know, too, whenever they go to work and stuff like that, too. Like, I was watching, like, interviews and stuff. And, like, just these dogs, like, you know, these shepherds. Or not even just shepherds in general, but, like, you know, the canine dogs and stuff. Mm-hmm. Whenever they go to work, like, they know what time. Like, I don't know. They're just like us, bro. They're smart as shit.
But
so they wake up.
That's smart.
Yeah, I don't know about like waking up, but I'm pretty sure like they're pretty smart. They're pretty smart. You know, they have some advantages that we don't, especially like with like smell and stuff like that, and their vision. But they don't see colors, or like they do, but just like less colors than we do. But either way, just dogs. I mean, everybody thinks differently, but just right. You know what I mean.
And I got the fact.
Okay.
All right. The average person spends 6 months of their lifetime waiting on a red light to turn green.
Damn.
So, fucking run all the fucking lights you can.
6 months?
Of your life.
So, it's half a year out of, like, however long you live, pretty yeah. much. Damn. And especially here, coming into our neighborhood, thank yeah. God that they put a flashing yellow light down.
Oh, they did?
Wait, did they? Or no?
I don't think they did.
No?
Turn left here?
No.
Where?
I was thinking about one of my friends, Brian.
Oh.
They put a flashing yellow light. I don't think here. We still be running them shit still.
I just go through the other entrance.
You go through the other entrance? Or if anything, like, it's way quicker to just do a U-turn. Yeah, do the U-turn and then take a right. That's way faster. But they need to do that, man.
Was that showing me that?
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Especially leaving the neighborhood, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You make a U-turn. God damn it, Jose.
Instead of taking a left, what this man will do, he'll take a right and then he'll do a U-turn so that we go in the same exact way.
But like the first time he did, I was like, in my head, I was like, where the fuck are we going?
Yeah.
I know we're supposed to go to the other side. And then he's going to U-turn.
Yeah. It makes sense, but if you don't, just don't do it whenever it's traffic because people are just assholes. They won't let you in. Look, just people on horses with guns and stuff just all casually.
Hey, you have a bounty, so they might kill you.
Will they?
Yeah.
They'll turn you in and shit.
Should I kill him?
Nah, you're good. Just keep going forward.
You sure? I can blast him right now.
Nah, you're good.
Alright, just making sure. But yeah, I think my horse is good now.
If you find a person, let me know.
Alright, I'll make sure to fuck him up. Do you have family members in this game or no?
I mean, your crew.
I have a crew.
Like a family kind of.
Hell yeah. But yeah, back kind of getting one of the topics I wanted to talk about on the podcast.
Yeah.
Was how do pets stink? Like, think about it. Like, you ever look at your dog or, like, you know, just like your pet in general and, like, I wonder what the fuck this motherfucker's thinking about right now, you know?
Low-key.
Like, every time I look at Riley, and I bring this up at least once a day, every time that I'm talking with her, I make it seem like I'm having a full conversation or just me talking alone. But, what's it called? Yeah, so I'll just be looking at her and, like, she'll give me, like, some funny-ass looks.
Yeah.
You can tell a lot just by body language, just with people in general. But especially with, like, dogs and all that stuff. I don't know. They just give you, like, some funny eyes and, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they're smart. So they know when, like, whenever Riley wants to go to the bathroom, she'll just bark the hell out of me. Or she'll go close to the bathroom and, like, kind of, like, do a little whine or whatever.
At the bathroom? Like, your bathroom?
No. I mean, like, the backyard.
Oh.
So I'm like, oh, she wants to go outside to go to the bathroom, right? And she'll look at me and then she'll look at the door and look at me, look at the door. And that's kind of her saying, hey, I got to go take a fucking piss or whatever. I got to do my thing. Let me open the door. And stuff, and I'm like, all right, cool. You know what I mean? Like, do your thing. But do you ever, like some, I don't know, just, like, give me some abbreviations of, like, your dog. Like, whenever you have those thoughts, like, I wonder what he's thinking of right now.
Bro, 7 hours away. Oh. I don't know. Like, yesterday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're laying down, right?
Uh-huh.
And then Zeus was, like, by our feet.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, he just, like, he got up.
Yeah.
And I had the control in my hand.
Okay.
And I moved and I hit him in the head. And then he just wanted to, like, lay down next to us. I felt so bad.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
You hit him in the head with the remote.
With the remote.
Well, what do you think? Why is there a red zone?
Because that's where you're about to leave the thing where you're wanted.
Oh, so I'm good?
Yeah, it's a border, I guess.
All right, bet. So I'm not wanted no more?
Yeah, you're not wanted no more.
But I'm a free man.
You still are, but just not there.
Oh, so what if I shoot this guy right here?
Well, if you live him alive and
I want to kill him.
You sure?
Yeah. All right, but keep going. What you're saying?
Well, yeah. I mean, I feel bad.
Uh huh.
But yeah. Look, a shooter.
Yeah.
Is on the run after killing two people on the Houston freeway. 7 hours ago.
The Houston freeway?
Yeah.
Yeah, Carlos told me about that literally yesterday. He said it happened yesterday.
Oh.
It happened on I-10, no?
555, I-10, yeah, interesting.
What'd it say?
Oh, yeah, 12 hours ago.
What'd it say?
I don't know. No, it's because my mom told me that.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly, they said in the news or some shit that they were gonna, drug-related, it says, supposedly, it says.
He was on drugs, or what?
This is a man armed with a rifle shot and killed two people during the busy rush hour commute on Thursday evening.
I don't know. And
but my mom said that supposedly there was gonna, like, I think they made threats or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
That they were gonna shoot people at the
Katie Mills.
Yeah, Katie Mills.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Katie Mills at Walmart. Yeah, whatever. Walmart. Like, I don't know. All I know is like a Walmart. It's supposed to be tomorrow.
Yeah.
All I know is it's going to be a Walmart near Katie Mills, which is kind of like, I don't know, you think like, wow, okay, first of all, they're going to make a threat. Why would they say it's going to be at a Walmart? Like, I feel like what could happen, literally, like, they say it's going to be at Walmart. So they said they're going to have helicopters and they're going to have, like just policemen patrolling around that, like, Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just said a Walmart in Katie Mills. That, like, I don't know the area that well, but let's just say, like, they know which Walmart it is, so they're gonna have people there. And let's say they shoot up Target instead.
Bro, think about it, like, they're gonna have everyone at Katie and then they just shoot the other place that It's the opposite from that. And no one can go because they're all over there.
Yeah. I was about to say, like I was about to bring up some other cities and stuff like that.
We just gave the fucking killer, like, some knowledge. Should we cut it out?
We're about to fucking...
Recording this on the 9th at 10:27 p.m.
So this
we're playing Red Dead.
This isn't going to be out probably, like, till, like, when? When do you think? Because we're uploading the one we have pre-recorded.
Not this week.
Next week. Next week, most likely. Like
on the...
Thursday or Friday?
Yeah.
That's so, kind of... That's scary as shit, though. And then, I don't know, but... What's it called? Yeah, Carlos, he was calling me saying that there was a shooting on I-10. And then me, I was like, man, I wasn't even surprised. I was like, it's just at the time where, like, it just doesn't surprise me as much anymore.
Remember, like, 3 weeks ago, mm-hmm. I told you about the guy that got shot in the face?
When?
At Walgreens.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Where? Where was it at?
529.
Oh, yeah, you told me. Yeah. Did he shoot himself or what?
No, he shot someone in the face.
Fuck, no. Imagine working and you just see some brains that get splattered. Fuck that. Hopefully it was with, like, I'm not even, that's not fucked up already. I was about to say, hopefully it was with a pistol, because I don't think that, like, the brain splatter as much as, like, a 12 gauge or anything. But I don't know. What are your opinions? What's it called? One thing that I was looking into, there's this one guy who...
I pressed R3 and O3. God damn.
What was that? Oh,
some nigga fell.
God. You mean these two?
No, R3 and L3.
Oh, zip, okay. Time. The two buttons?
Yeah.
What's this?
You can see those, like, the wind? Or those...
Yeah, those things.
Running. Animals running. So, like, if you see, like, a big one...
Yeah.
Try to follow it. Not one of those, but, like, a big one. You know, it might be, like, a deer or some shit.
All right, for sure. And what I do, just kill it?
Yeah. Well, click that again. And then track it.
How?
Just point at it and I think it says hold square or some shit.
Can I kill the bunnies too?
I mean, if you want. Yeah, you can skin them too if you want.
Nah, I'm good. I don't want to kill no little key bunny. But what's it called? Yeah, so... Yeah, I'm going to give you the control just because I don't think I'm focusing too much.
Yeah.
But what's it called? What's your opinions about like just the news or just, I guess, like all this stuff we're hearing about now with all these shootings and stuff?
Well... I don't know, bro. Because, like, when was the one on the mall? When was it?
The mall?
Yeah.
Which one?
At El Paso.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It was at Walmart.
But it was two.
Oh, yeah. In the mall, too? Yeah. It was, like, back to back, huh?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Fuck.
What about it?
Well, I mean, just, like, how many people did he kill?
Supposedly it was like 26, 29. I don't know the exact amount of people. I mean, 21, I think, died for sure. Like in the Walmart or whatever.
Yeah.
Which is, let me see. Okay. What's it called? I don't know. What are your thoughts about it?
Like,
mhm. Yeah, you're skinning that thing right now, huh?
Yeah.
God, do you eat the meat too or no?
I sell it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you collect the meat and all that stuff?
Well, I give it to my... Like the ranch
or my horses.
But yeah.
Oh shit. You about to put it on there?
Yeah.
That's dope. But it looks like you left hella meat though.
I'm gonna take it.
Oh shit, what the fuck? You pick up the whole fucking deer?
Yeah.
But that's lit. I need to get this game.
It's not a deer, I don't know what the fuck it is.
But I wouldn't know how to play it though.
Yeah.
You get used to it or what?
Yeah, you get used to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what's it called? What I was saying.
Mm-hmm. You know how you were telling me that it was like a setup or whatever? Well, not a setup, well, but like a cover up?
I wasn't saying that, like, the El Paso one for sure.
Which one?
But I was just saying, like ones in general. Like, I don't know. I feel like the news can just make, like, I don't know. Me, I really don't listen to the news as much. Just because, like, I don't know. My opinion on the news is, like, I feel like the news is just, they're just posting, like, a lot of, like, just bad, negative stuff.
Yeah, I mean, they're bots, so, I mean.
They're bots?
Like, nah, like, they, people, like, buy them, you know, to, like.
Yeah, for
spread
sure.
Spread their beliefs and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's why, like, it's hard finding, like, a website or, like, a source that's neutral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For sure. Yeah, my opinion on the news is, I mean, I really don't watch the news. And I feel like the news, literally, man, I feel like the news is, like, kind of, I guess, like, meant to, like, scare you and keep you, like, in that little bubble, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I feel like, in my opinion, I feel like the news is to, like, keep people just
scared,
gather up. Into, like the news really controls a lot of people's lives, the way that I look at it, because people run off of emotions, you know?
Yeah, so, like, if they're scared, they're going to act on those emotions.
Exactly.
You know? If they're happy, you know. Then.
And I think that's the main reason why a lot of people, they have anxiety, just they're anxious, and just, like, they just, the news, they just put a whole bunch of, like, you know, negative stuff. But at the same time, they're smart, too. Like they put stuff that they want you to hear about, you know what I mean? Like, when do you hear them about, oh, Sally over here made a lemonade stand, and she made $200 today, and she's, like, 8 years old, you know what I mean? That's
how we got Facebook, bro.
Exactly. You know what I mean? But I don't know. This whole, like, news stuff and all that stuff, I really don't watch it. And I just, I don't know, man. It's, to me, it's just a whole different, like.
Oh, shit, fuck.
I feel like a lot of that stuff is. Yeah, what is that?
Wolves.
Oh, shit, fuck that.
Fuck.
I just feel the news just, they want you to feel scared and a whole bunch of stuff like that. So I don't even, like, bother watching. So whenever I hear, like, another, like, shooting or whatever, I'm like, damn, that sucks. You know what I mean? But at the same time, too, like, you think out of all those 270 shootings in, like, this whole year or whatever, you think all of those, like, actually happened, too, or no?
I mean, I'm pretty sure they happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, people died and shit.
But I'm saying out of 270, let's just say 207. I don't know the exact numbers. Was it
mass shootings or just people, like?
Like, shootings in, like, Walmart and, like, schools and all that stuff. You think, like, 270 of them, like, actually happened?
Why not?
I don't know. I feel like, I don't think all of them happen. I feel like some of them are, like, staged and, like, they just make up, like, some scenarios and stuff like that.
What's the purpose of making?
Literally, bro, like, okay, this is when, like, you kind of get more deeper into, like, politics and stuff like that, which is something I didn't want to get into this podcast. Well, but,
you know, I'm about to fight.
I don't know, man. I feel like, what's it called?
Was it getting too dark?
Yeah. Was it getting too dark or your vision was just going down?
Well, I could barely see your glasses.
That's funny. Nah, but I was saying, I feel like a whole bunch of stuff like this, like, they just make up, like, I guess, news and stuff like that. They hire actors. I mean, bro, you could literally hire actors just to do anything. Like, you could close down.
Who hires them? Who hires them?
Let's just say high-end politicians or just, I don't know, man. Like, I really don't, at the end of the day, I really don't care who hires them and stuff. It's just that, like, literally, bro, like, let's just say, people have the money to do it, and for if, sure, let's just say, if they have the money to do it, why wouldn't they do it? You know what I mean? Like, let's
why
say,
would they?
Okay, let's say me and you right now, we're pushing something that we want to happen. Let's just say, I don't know, something that, like, okay, with all these shootings, what's the first thing you hear after the shootings happen? Like, the news-wise, what's the first thing that you hear they talk about after them?
Gun control.
Exactly. And who are the first people to hop on it?
The news? What do you mean? Like, white,
like,
people?
Like, what party is the first one to, like, hop on gun control?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not.
Yeah.
Democrats.
Democrats. So, like, Beto? I don't know. I'm over here, like, already.
Yeah.
Like, talking about, you know, like, politics and stuff like that. But either way, the first people who talk about gun control, especially, like, right now at the moment, Hillary Clinton.
Fuck Hillary, bro.
Like, right now at the moment, like, I don't know 100% what I'm talking about right now. I'm just talking about what I believe in. If you want to message me, go ahead. You know, I'm a really open-minded person. But pretty much, like, whenever stuff like this happens, it's always, you know, the Democratic Party, they want to do gun control and all that stuff. And me, I don't know. Like, I don't even have any guns and stuff like that at the moment. Fuck, we're going to cut this part. Yeah, I'm really going to cut this part. 44 and 11 seconds.
Why? Why?
I just don't want my shit out there, man. But either way, what's it called? So, I mean, I don't know. The first people to get on, like, political stuff is always, like, the Democrats. They talk about gun control. Like, that if they had... Okay, so in your opinion right now, if they were to take, like, guns away or just stop selling guns, will people still have guns?
Well, yeah. It's like weed.
Yeah. Weed's, like, here in Texas, is weed illegal?
Yes.
Do people have their weed?
Fuck it.
What about people just who, like, you know, just crack, cocaine, heroin? That all that shit's illegal. Do people still get it?
Yeah.
If anything, it makes more of a market, like you know, a black market, and more people just to, like, if anything, it's making more people more profit just by doing it, you know what I mean? Like, selling out their stuff. Like, if they were to ban it, people are still going to have it, man. Like, criminals, if anything, this is going to be criminals like Christmas. You know what I mean?
Criminal season?
Yeah. It's going to be criminals Christmas and stuff like that. So, like, they're just going to be even more happy. And I feel like, I don't know. Like, what do you think about a person? Like, are you for it or not?
Gun control?
Yeah.
Well, some way.
Mm-hmm.
But like, not like all the
like
way.
How?
Like, I don't think, like, a person should get, like, those big-ass, like, AK-47 or, like, sniper rifle. You know what I mean? Like, I guess if they can.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
AK-47s, like, all automatic assault rifles, those are illegal. You can't get them unless you're, like, you have a license, you're in the military, and, like, you know, just high level.
They're not illegal. You can get them.
Bro, just like anything. Like, let's just say guns are illegal right now. You can still get them. Assault rifles are illegal, like automatic, like, you know, the ones you buy right now, they're, you have to, like, press your finger each time, and once it clips over, like, automatic is, it just, you know what I mean? So, like, those are illegal, but I'm pretty sure you could buy them right now in the black market if you wanted to.
Not even in the black market, I'm pretty sure you can just go buy an AK-47.
But it's not gonna be fully automatic.
It's not?
Nah. It could be a high, like, level caliber. You could buy a, like, a hunting rifle. Those are big ass calibers, but those are for, like, hunting, you know, self defense and all that stuff. But I don't know. Me personally, wise man, that's fucking up with the. It's in the, what's it called? I was about to say the Ten Commandments. What were you thinking about church and shit? It's in the, what's it called? Our Constitution, you know, the Bill of Rights and shit.
AK-47.
Mm-hmm.
God damn, the dogs fucking came back.
Oh shit. Hey, see right now, what are you using to protect your horse and yourself right now? Look.
A fucking shotgun?
A rifle. But yeah, Bernie, I was watching. Did you watch Joe Rogan and Bernie Sanders, their podcast?
Some of it, not the whole thing. I fell asleep, not gonna lie.
Oh yeah, I saw the whole thing whenever it came out.
Not because I was bored, but.
Do you want me to tell you what he was talking about or not? Yeah.
By gun control?
Yeah, he was saying that he wants to ban, like, assault rifles.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. I don't know, what are your thoughts? Damn, you about to fucking, you a hoe. You better not.
Bro, he was killing me, the fuck?
Yeah.
Look, I'm all fucking bloody now.
You should have let him die slowly, bro.
Nah, fuck that nigga.
That would have hurt him even more. What you mean?
But that would have hurt me more too. I don't want, like, watching that.
True, that's true.
This is the best pellet. Mm-hmm. It's got 2 stars.
Hell yeah. But what's it called? I don't know, man. But either way, back to the point where I was saying, like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of these shootings and like that. I was watching this one guy's video and he was saying that, like,
watching Bernie Sanders.
What happened? Oh yeah, Bernie Sanders. So he wants to get rid of assault rifles. Like, you know, like ARs and all that stuff. And stuff like that, which kind of sucks because I want to get some of those. You know what I mean? And I feel like, I don't know. It's just the time. I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, I'm not for it. And the only, pretty much, like, the only person right now who's, like protecting gun control right now is, you know, our president at the moment. You know? So, I don't know. But I don't want to get too much political in it, but I don't know, man. I feel, what's it called? It's not, I don't know, even if they do gun control on it, it's not going to make a difference. People are still going to have their guns. If anything, there might be more crime just because it's easier for, like, the actual criminals who, like, enjoy doing this shit are going to have easier access. And, like, oh, people don't have no more, not guns. I mean, I doubt they're going to, government's going to be knocking on people's doors, taking all that stuff and stuff like that.
I mean, they're not.
You know what I mean?
I'm not saying make them illegal. I'm just saying, like, make it harder for people to get.
Like, in a way, it's already safe right now, though. You know what I mean?
But,
like,
it's really not.
You have to do a background check and all that stuff.
But that's it. Like, they don't check for people's, like, fucking, like, mental shit.
You know, they, like, do. They literally say, like, are you in a good and healthy state of mind, bro? You could just lie and all that shit.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But they don't.
So, like, how would you want to do that? Because, literally, like, I could buy a gun right now and, like, literally tomorrow.
You have to send them to, like, they have to go to a doctor or a physician or some shit and make get checked out.
But how do you think they won't be lying then? Huh? Like with the doctors and stuff.
Well, I mean, at least make it harder. Like, try to make it harder. I'm pretty sure they're gonna lie. People are gonna lie. But I'm saying at least try. Mm-hmm. You know? Or like, I think Joe Rogan was saying, no, it wasn't Joe Rogan. I think it was, like, people should, like, before they get it, like, they should go to classes. I'm pretty sure they do go to classes, but, like, go to, like, make sure you know how to, like, disarm the whole thing and arm the whole thing. You know what I mean? Like, know everything there is to know about the gun. Mm-hmm. Like, it was Freddie Prinze. He said that his grandpa or his uncle or some shit told him that he was going to teach him how to shoot the gun. But first, he had to disarm the whole thing, learn every single part about the gun. Like, it took him, like, 6 months.
Oh, shit, yeah.
To learn everything about the gun.
Yeah.
Before his grandpa let him shoot it.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like they should do something kind of like that. Just make it harder. Or at least try.
Yeah. You know? I feel you. I don't know.
But, I mean, if not, then the fuck, what do I know?
Yeah, same here. But yeah, on a different topic. But yeah, I really wanted to talk about the pets. Like, how do they think? I wanted to get more into detail about that. I don't know, man. Just like, you know, you just look at your dog and you see them like just looking outside the window and shit.
We go from guns to pets.
Bullshit. You need those to protect your pets, no?
John Wick, bro.
For real.
You went crazy.
Hell yeah. But either way, like I was saying, let's just say, like, you ever see your dog looking outside the window and shit? Like, what do you think they're thinking about and shit?
Like, going running and shit?
Yeah? You think they're over here like, man, I can't
wait. Or, like, I want to catch that fucking squirrel.
Like, man, I can't wait till this motherfucker lazy ass take us for a walk.
Animal, like, instinct. You know, like.
Especially whenever they see, like, animals and stuff outside your front house.
Yeah. Yeah. They want to fuck them up.
Yeah, bro, yeah. This shit fucking hurt my ears. The headset. Yeah. Having the volume, I feel like my ears were, like, I don't know.
I feel like we're talking about animals and shit. Cats, bro, like, I think, like, they'll kill you. Oh, like, yeah. They want to kill you.
Like, they want to kill you?
Yeah.
Like, you think at all times?
Maybe not at all times.
Like, especially when they're hungry. Eating. When they're eating? No, they don't want to kill you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know.
But why do you say that, though?
Because, bro, like, they're assholes.
Yeah, cats, like, I think we talked about this on the
earlier episode. That's why we kill them. Cats? I mean,
like, how do you get along with cats, personally?
I mean, I've never had a cat.
Do you like cats or no?
Fuck no.
Like, you ever been to a friend's house, they have a cat?
I don't think, no.
You don't want to put yourself in that type of situation?
I don't like cat people.
You don't like cat people?
I mean, I don't know anyone that fucking has a cat.
Okay, what's your definition of a cat person? Like, they have only cats, or they have, like, a dog and a cat? Cats. Only cats?
Yeah.
Like, only cats or, like...
Yeah, only cats.
Let's say they have a cat and an iguana. Are they still a cat person in your eyes?
Yeah, because they don't have a dog.
Okay.
And they don't have a dog. So the dog can fuck up the cat. And then they can just keep the dog.
God damn, shit, ruthless.
Yeah, I'm just being honest, bro.
Yeah.
Like, Tyler? He got a cat. Yeah. He looks cute. But I probably wouldn't get a cat.
Nah?
Fuck. Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious. Boy said the dog fucks up the cat and they keep the dog. Okay, like Brian, he has a dogs and cat. He has a dog and a cat, right?
Yeah.
He has two cats and a dog.
He's a cat person because he has two. He needs to get two more dogs.
But he's a dog person too. I mean... Like,
but he has two cats, so he needs to get.
I was about to say
he needs to get two more dogs.
Two more?
Yeah.
To balance it out.
To have more dogs. What if he had
two dogs and two cats?
Then he would be a dog person.
If he had two dogs and two cats?
Yeah.
How would he be a dog person if he has two of the same amount?
Oh, two dogs and two. No, he needs three.
Damn. What about people with kids? Like, let's say, like me. Okay. Like.
So you have
my mom and dad. They have two sons and one daughter. Are they a boy person?
Well, that's just luck.
I mean, the cats and dogs, like, I don't want to say it's not luck because you choose them and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But,
I guess maybe by some weird coincidence, you can't choose
Mm-hmm. And you just get whatever you get.
Yeah.
You about to kill him?
Yeah, I was trying to.
He's fucking you up, bro.
Where's the other guy?
God, that's crazy.
Where's the other guy?
How do you know there's another guy?
Because there was two people here.
And what the fuck is that censor shit? Man, I feel like this podcast is kind of like all over the place. You think it's kind of good or no?
I think it's different.
Yeah. Should we still upload it? That's the question.
I think so. I mean, if we make a better one. Well, we are. Right?
We are going to make a better one. We're already like at that hour mark right now. What are you trying to do? You trying to cut it? Maybe do another one? Or you just trying to cut it? Call it, you know, this episode right here? Or what?
Whatever you want, man. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good right now. This
trying to go Joe Rogan now?
No, man. We need to get to that point, you know. How do you think he does his? Like, whenever
he said that he might move.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Yeah. Oh, I didn't get to it.
He better move to fucking Houston or some shit.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Would you like that?
Hell yeah,
that'd be dope.
He'd be coming here to like the theaters here, like the comedy theaters here.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see him a whole bunch here over. Yeah. Here. And I feel like over.
And okay. Maybe like. He needs a plug or some shit. You
know? Yeah, that's true. You know, we'll help him out. We'll get him a Yelp review. What's it called? You think if he was to come here in Houston, you think more people would recognize him here or more people would recognize him in L.A.?
I think it's the same,
L.A.,
bro.
Right?
Well, I mean, for
I think L.A., bro. But at the same time, like, his audience is, like, I want to say all over the place. I don't think it's just really, like, down to, what's it called, to one place, you know what I mean?
You think so?
Yeah, like, let's say, like, right now, us, all of our shit's probably in Houston right now, right? From our podcast.
Well, we got a person in Mexico and Portugal.
We got a person in Mexico and Portugal. 1%
and 1%.
1%, 1%. I'm pretty...
It's 1%.
Damn,
right?
You knocking them out left and right, shit. You getting headshots or what?
I'm trying. Fuck.
You're really fucking up the whole town. So you had to kill all those red dots?
Well,
that's too late.
Bro,
now,
I passed right by the fucking sheriff's department.
Oh, really? Is that why it went red and red?
Yeah.
Why didn't the dog try to bite you?
Low key. Fucking dog.
Hell yeah. But I don't know, man. I think we should probably come to a short little cut and just have a little bit shorter podcast than usual. You know what I mean?
It's about the same size.
It's the same size. Last one we had was like an hour and 17 minutes. And
what?
We're not even, who's that?
I don't know, some nigga's trying to kill me.
He has a gun too, huh?
Hell yeah. Oh, shit.
Fuck, no. That's wild. What if you shoot the horse?
Oh, he'll die.
Oh, you? How come you don't shoot him?
So I want to kill the person.
How long did it take you to get used to that game?
Like 3 hours.
Really?
Like 30 minutes.
Like, you say you're pretty good right now?
Well, I haven't played since, like, 3 months ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't even touched a PlayStation in like 3 months too. So it's been a good while. The other games I usually play is like Fortnite, a little bit of Black Ops, but that game pisses me off. So usually whenever I try to play a game, I play a game so it can like unpiss me off, if that makes sense. You know, I don't get as much stress.
Oh, shit. My dog died. Or my dog.
Your dog? Place. That's a big ass dog. You're about to get fucked up too.
I don't want
to
save it. Damn, my bun is 135.
Damn.
I'm a cheat.
Damn, this man really turned off the system so he wouldn't die.
I think it's safe though, so.
You think so?
Yeah.
Damn, so you're gonna turn on the game and you're gonna die in the game?
What do you mean?
Like, you turn on your PS4 right now, you go back to the game, are you still gonna be getting shot?
I might be running from the cops.
I mean, hey, that's better than. Like, just.
Instead of standing there, I can
run. Yeah, away. At least have a better chance. It's because you fucked up getting on that cliff.
Yeah.
You should have just.
I was hoping there was water in my. Fucking horse would jump.
He would swim.
Bro, you know one time I was like on the river.
Yeah.
And my horse fucking got stuck there. He died in the river.
I was thinking this was like an in real life type situation.
Oh, no, like in the river.
I was like, okay, you're in the river.
And my horse died in the river. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't get my satchel out. Or my the chair.
Yeah, for sure.
And I was there like trying to kill the horse or like do something.
God damn.
Like, make a move. Like,
you really that wild trying over here to kill a horse? Because
I was on top of the cliff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then my horse fell.
Yeah.
And he fell down the cliff because he didn't see where he was stepping in his.
God.
So I made sure I got horses with 20/20 vision.
For real? Oh, I never played that game. I don't know if you could have a horse that's blind and shit. That's funny, but I don't know, man.
Oh. You can get like three horses at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they follow each other.
I was about to say one waits in the barn and shit.
Or like, you have a stable, so like you can have like I think four horses.
Okay.
And then you can have three with you at all times.
That's what they just. What if they run? Like if you're running, how you're running from the cops, you gotta keep whistling. Keep whistling.
Oh, you go. Yeah, you try to find them in the map.
Godly man, but we're at an hour mark right now. I feel like we should cut it. This, that all right. Got me feeling a little.
True, I haven't even really drank mine.
Look at
it's
me.
It's like a peach color now.
Look, you're at least like what 20-25% done, and I'm fucking done with mine.
Damn.
So it got me. I don't know. I'm good, but I'm just got me feeling in that one mood right now. I'm just like, man, so it's been too long.
Did you like the setup or no?
I like the setup. It's pretty cool. You know,
it's kind of weird. This is exactly what I was thinking. Having the thing go up like this.
What do you mean?
Like the cable going through here.
Oh, you want to have it going through?
No, that's how. Because I was thinking putting the thing like
this.
Like through here. I don't even know what the fuck I was thinking.
Yeah, I don't know. I just put the cable like that because main reason was weight distribution.
Yeah.
Because whenever if you have the cable like right here, this whole setup will fall. Mainly because I think we need a.
We can get like a 5-weight pound.
And put it. How here. Much is this? Like 1 pound?
Probably.
And I didn't have mine all the way in whenever I had it.
Oh, you didn't? Yeah, no. So, stick it all the way in.
Yeah, I learned that. Yeah. We were talking about this shit earlier too. That was yesterday or some shit. We were Pancho and shit. We're like. I was like, man, if there's no hole, you gotta make a hole. And then they were just fucking laughing and shit. But yo guys, I think we're about to cut it not short, but we're about to end the podcast right now. This episode was kind of like a little bit of everywhere, but you know what I mean.
Like you see, like that's what makes it interesting.
Yeah, it's so
different.
Hopefully, you guys listen to it whenever you guys can driving, listen at work. Really,
you don't want to hear me play more games. Let me know. Today we play Red Dead.
Red Dead Redemption, and next week we'll play Tetris
or FIFA. Either one.
And hopefully Tetris.
Yeah.
But yo guys, send us a message. Let us know when you listen to us. Let us know where you're coming
shoot
from.
Shoot us an email.
Mm-hmm. Our email is nonamepodcast8@gmail.com. Again, that is nonamepodcast8@gmail.com. And then follow us on Instagram. My Instagram and Twitter is Patino the Latino, and yours?
Well, I have a Twitter. I don't use it, but
your Instagram's fine.
It's 98emiliano_301.
Okay. Again, right, that is 98. EI.
No.
I already fucked it up. All right, go ahead.
EMILIANO_3001.
Hell yeah! All right, guys, we'll take it easy. Make sure to leave us feedback. Give us a 5-star rating.
On Apple Podcasts.
On Apple Podcasts.
Follow and download the episode on Spotify.
On Spotify.
It helps, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, and yeah, so that's all we got for you guys
today. Bye, bitches.
Bye. We're going to start recording. All right, guys, so we're talking about more gun laws. Some fun stories. So pretty much, yeah, so in the video.
Okay, wait. Who is that this?
Uh-huh.
Oh, because you said if I wanted to go to the gun range.
Yeah, I said, I was like, yo, man, we should go to the gun range. And I was like,
I was like, yeah, fuck it, I'm down.
Yeah, so I was like, I might buy, like, I want to get one of each. So pretty much, I want to get a shotgun, an assault rifle, and then a pistol.
Okay.
And then, you know, that if I want to get more, I'm going to get more, and that's it. But either way, I want to have one of each, right? Either way. So I was telling this man.
Okay, like, me too.
Yeah, you know. I said, might as well before all this shit, you know, who knows what's going to fucking happen later on. Well, how much batteries my laptop have? How much more? Because I might need to get the charger. What does it say?
An hour and 12 minutes.
I'm going to get the charger.
We got enough for a podcast.
I'm going to get the charger just in case, and I'm going to connect it just right now.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, either way, so
So you were like, if we go that day, I'm gonna get a shotgun. Yeah, for like $200.
I'm gonna buy a shotgun for sure.
Like, I already told you, so I'm gonna buy that for sure, right?
Yeah.
And then I was telling you, I'm trying to find the plug-in.
Can you have those in the car?
Okay. Okay. So this is how it is. If you buy, okay, if I was to buy a gun right now, let's say I buy the shotgun, right?
Yeah.
I think I could only have it in my property.
I could only have it on my property. So it could be not actually with those. I don't think it could be in your car. It has to stay in your house.
So a pistol can be in your house? I mean, okay, your car, okay. That's it?
I know this for sure. If I was to buy a pistol right now, the only places I could have it, my pistol, is in my property. So that either means my house or my vehicle. I cannot take it to the store unless you have the license and the open carry or concealed carry or whatever. But
yeah, also, okay. You didn't just get that when you bought the gun?
What's up?
You didn't just get that when you get the gun?
Nah, I mean, you could take the classes right now and then buy the gun, or you could buy the gun first and then take the classes. But either way, so pretty much what I was telling, what was I telling you earlier?
You were like, well, yeah, if I go there, I'm gonna buy the gun. And yeah. Then I was like, low key, I think that a shotgun is the best because, like, if they go to your house, you can just go,
yeah,
you know, and then they'll walk away.
And then they hear that, noise.
Unless they go, too, you know, and you're like, oh fuck,
and then you hear the pump at both ends, you're like, oh fuck, some shit's about to go down. Oh, right,
fuck, I just got the app, I didn't got the gun.
And then I was saying, you're gonna have a fucking speaker, you're gonna carry a speaker and have the shotgun noise.
Yeah, yes.
And you're gonna do the fucking like load the barrel or whatever, right, the chamber and shit. Yeah. So both of you guys are fucked, right?
Yeah.
Unless he's like a real ass,
who shoots first.
Yeah, see who shoots first. But
y'all both got the fucking app.
Yeah, both of y'all got the app. But then from there, I was saying pretty much, I was like, right now, in the setting that we're at right now,
yeah,
I'm at your place right now, right?
Right.
And let's just say right now, I think in Texas, if you tell me, hey, get the fuck out of my house and shit, you're unwanted here or whatever, blah, 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 I think you have the right to shoot me. Correct me if I'm wrong, man. I don't know too much about this stuff, but so you have the right to shoot me. So I'm looking at you face to face, right?
Wait. If y'all correct this, we'll talk about y'all correcting us in the next podcast. You know, yeah. So just so
you for
know.
Sure.
But and if y'all know, then we're not.
So. No, we're not. So that's pretty much encouraging engagement.
Yeah.
But either way, let's just say right now you shoot me, right?
Let's say, I tell you to get out.
Yeah.
You don't get out.
And I don't get out.
I shoot you.
I don't get out. I'm just showing signs of threats out of nowhere. I start fucking up shit here.
Also, you have to fuck shit up?
Not fuck shit up here, but I think if you don't want me in your property at all, like, you have the right to, you know, defend your property or whatever, right?
Right.
But either way, that's what I'm saying.
Is it my property?
Hmm?
Because I don't pay for it.
Technically, yeah. Like, if I'm unwanted here, then...
You know, go tell my mom to kick you out.
Yeah, be like, my mom, look at Samaya.
And if she says no, then I can shoot you.
Then
okay, so I need to get my mom.
Yeah, you get your mom. Yeah. Let's just say right now you shoot me, right? And they still get like my side of the story and your side of the story. Yes, I'm telling you, man. Yeah. I drank a whole fucking the whole thing. So if I make it out alive, I mean, you know, they get my side of the story, your side of the story. But the cool thing, too, about this is, like, you know what forensics is, right? Like, with Dexter, yeah. Like, that's, Dexter. Like, the easiest way I can bring it up.
Yeah.
The Dexter shit, they see, like, if you were to shoot me right now, they see how, because obviously there should be a...
Supposedly, I heard that's not really a real science.
What is?
Blood spatter.
Oh, it's not our science? Mm-hmm. No, but I'm talking about, like, the entry wounds.
But, like, they got that shit. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I mean, okay, yeah, no. Pretty sure blood splatters, too. But, I mean, that's, like, really scientific or, like, really technical if you want to get into that. Mm-hmm. But either way, they look at, like, which way it came out. Yeah. If you were to get me right here, it would have to come here, and it would have to come out, like...
If it comes out.
The exit, I think the exit wound, the exit is always bigger than the entry.
Cause makes sense, because it explodes.
It explodes in like the chardonnay or whatever. It expands and stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's scientific, you know, things behind that, but the exit's bigger than the entry, right? They look at which the angle came in, what distance, how fast the velocity and all that stuff, yeah. What type of bullet. They can match like all that stuff to what type of gun. Either way. So they do all that stuff, but literally right now, if you were to tell me to get out, I think legally, like, you could just shoot me or whatever.
But what if I'm not, like, right ahead of you? Like, right in front of you?
If you're not right in front of me?
Yeah.
Like, you shoot me in the back? Or, like, how?
Or, like, sideways or some shit. Because you said right in front of you. It doesn't matter. I can shoot you however I want.
No, okay. Like, if let's say if you were to shoot me right now, or, like, I'm walking away from your house. Let's say I'm, like, at the sidewalk or some shit, walking to my car or just, mm-hmm. like, getting away from your property. And if you were to shoot me, they see the entry and then the exit wound. So then they're like, oh, it looks like from how he got in, you know, like... That he was walking away. Yeah. And from this angle, he got shot from this distance or whatever. So that means that, like, you shot my back. I didn't know. So I wasn't a threat no more. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So if anything, if someone's robbing you...
go to the front.
Go to the front.
Hey, wait, come back. Boom.
Call him, come back, and boom. You know what I mean? But, yeah, so they do a whole bunch of technical shit like that, too.
But I can just be like, he looked away for a second to reach for a gun
inside
of his truck. And then have to go get a gun and put it inside your truck. God, that's so much.
It gets so fucking...
How would you get rid of a body?
Fuck. That's either next episode. We're never going to talk about that.
You know, because this is a show called How to Get Away with Murder or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of crazy. I don't know. You think you could get away with it?
Me? Fuck. I don't know, man.
You know, that's how, like, a lot of serial killers, like,
they started. They watch that show?
No, like...
Oh, okay.
They started, like, you know, like, back in the day.
Okay.
Because, like, they were like, if I just go kill this random person that I don't know, they can never track it back to me. Because
so, that you don't random. Know? Yeah. So, let's just say I'm driving right now.
And you see a person walking, you shoot him.
Yeah. They're not gonna know?
I mean, I don't know. Would they? You first, the gun. Okay. They're gonna know what caliber or shit. Then they're gonna go see everyone that has that shit in the area.
Is that what the show's about?
Huh?
Is that what the show's about?
No, I'm just talking about, like, serial killers in general. Okay. Like, you know?
Yeah. So let's just say right now you're driving, you just, bah!
Okay, yeah. Let's
a say random guy.
Mm-hmm. And then shoot a guy at Walgreens.
Yeah.
Not walking.
They just say driving.
Yeah, driving.
Okay, you see him.
How would they get to me?
You're still driving in your car?
Yeah, I never stopped. Yeah, there's no cars.
I don't think there's any, like, physical evidence in the shrapnel. Let's just say it gets stuck in them.
Mm-hmm.
It gets heated so much whenever it's shot out. It's, like, hot as shit. There's no prints or anything. Mm-hmm. I don't think there is. They just see, like, the amount of weight it is. They know what type of caliber it is, pretty sure, because they know.
From,
like,
what type of gun it came out?
Yeah. But, like, they're not going to know who it came from, I think. And that's from, they gather evidence, who saw this, they're obviously going to know what time it happens. If they arrive to the scene, let's just say he's deceased, they're like, oh, he passed, like, 15 minutes ago, two mm-hmm. hours ago, or whatever, yada, yada. And then, I don't know, I think from there, they just, like, see, like, other cars or whatever, just if anyone sees, mm-hmm. they try to get cameras and stuff like that. But, I don't know.
So you think they're going to get a camera?
Mm-hmm.
Right away. Okay, let's say you're driving.
Okay. Right? Oh, wow.
And some nigga cuts you off.
Yeah.
And then, like, they break check.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
is there people around us?
No.
So it's just me and him.
Yeah.
Damn. That's really
okay.
I wouldn't be mad because it's just me and him. He cuts me off, hey, man. You know. But either way, go ahead.
So they break check you, and then
he break checks me.
Yeah. Okay. Crash into him.
I crash him.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Okay.
So you hit him.
Yeah.
You're pissed. Because you know what happened.
Yeah, because he hit
me. So let's say you already bought the gun. You have the gun with you.
I have it.
Yeah. But he also has a gun.
Okay.
Right? And then, like, but you don't know he has a gun.
Okay.
Or, I don't know. Y'all both have a fucking gun and y'all are, like, pointing it at each other.
Oh, shit.
And then you just shoot him. Yeah. Like, by accident.
By accident?
Yeah, by accident.
I tripped.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you got too mad, you were like, and then you just fucking boom.
Yeah.
By accident. You shoot him, you kill him.
Okay.
You have to get rid of the body.
Okay.
First the body and then the car.
Okay.
Or both.
Yeah.
What would you do?
Fuck. That's hard. What time is it?
It's like, it's night.
It's night. How long do I have until, like, people are going to work the next day?
You never know. Let's say, like, if a car passes by, they're going to see you. So you got to act quick. What are you doing?
Okay, so is he in the car or we're both outside?
Yeah, both that time.
Fuck. Okay, the thing, I don't know, man.
Would you throw him in your car or would you throw him in his car?
I think what I'd do,
Fuck. Okay, that's it. You shoot him. Boom. What do you do? Now.
Fuck, I feel like if I say anything, I'm going to incriminate myself.
How?
Just don't kill anyone.
Alright, this is a conspiracy theory, guys. That's the fucking how you get away with everything. Okay, so let's just say...
I'm going to be the cop.
Huh?
I'm going to be the cop.
Okay, so you're interviewing or whatever. Okay, so let's just say... I think what a normal person would do. I think the best thing prior to do was, and this is based off of TV shows, okay? I committed the crime and this motherfucker's laying on the ground and I'm like, holy fuck, I just did this shit. First of all, I'm like, fuck man, I got some big ass balls. I didn't know like my balls are this big, you know? So he's like, man, I gotta get rid of this shit, you know? I ain't trying to go. Nobody wants to go to fucking jail. You know what I mean?
Especially by fucking accident.
Oh yeah, that's kind of hard to accidentally shoot somebody, but
yeah.
I feel like okay, so I feel like what I do is I throw him back in his car, right? Okay. I throw him in his car.
Yeah.
And I'd park somewhere, just somewhere. Like let's say I park.
Your truck?
Yeah.
Or his car. Would you leave your car there?
I'd leave my vehicle. I'm not gonna leave in the middle of the road. I'm gonna park it somewhere where like it wouldn't be as suspicious. Somewhere where there's people.
Uh-huh. But it's like 12 at night.
You know, it's late, so like there's cars and stuff. So it's not like just my vehicle in a random ass, you know, parking lot or whatever. So what I'd do, I'd So I throw him in his car, right? Because obviously he's gonna be, you know, bleeding and leaving like blood and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say I drive off. I'm gonna take his car and drive off, right?
Okay.
His body's gonna be in his car, just like in the back or some shit, or in the trunk, whatever. So people don't see it whenever I'm driving.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're just gonna see like a random ass pool of blood, I guess, in the road. Like that's probably go through my head. Like there's just gonna be blood here.
You bring your pressure washer.
What's up?
You bring your pressure washer.
Late at night. Yeah. Nah, man, that'd be fucking stupid as shit. I pressure wash it. What do you clean all the blood? Why? I'd be like interrogated right on the spot. So I think what I do, throw him in his car. First, I'd park my car somewhere like, let's just say like at a grocery store, kind of like, you know. But I'd run my fucking ass off or some shit. You know what I mean? Or maybe get an Uber next to like whatever's closest by. If it's that far, you know.
Yeah. But just, then the police are gonna have the record that you went.
Oh, and I took an Uber.
Yeah.
You think they're gonna look at the Uber shit?
Of course, they check your transactions.
Oh, they do.
Yes.
Fuck. I pay in Bitcoin. They can't track that shit. But no Uber takes Bitcoin. Okay. Fuck, man. Damn. Oh. I'm already caught. Alright, let's just say.
Yeah, you're already caught.
Alright, let's just say.
You already used the coins.
Okay. I think what I do, I'd run. Okay. So I park my car. I run back to the scene as quick as fucking possible. Hopefully no one is there. Nobody's there, right? Let's just say nobody's there. I throw this motherfucker in the back of his car. So that way, like, his shit just stays in the back.
So you left him in the street?
Hmm?
You left him in the street?
I said I throw this motherfucker in his car.
No, but like...
The body?
When you went to drop off your car.
Put him in the car.
Oh, that was the first thing you did.
Okay,
then you went to drop off your car.
Then I wanted to drop off my car, like, fucking quick. Yeah. So I'm running back or whatever. Because that Uber shit, I didn't think about it.
Okay.
So I throw this motherfucker in his car.
Mm-hmm.
I park my car. I'm coming back. I'm running. And then I'm like, all right, cool. Nobody's there. So all I know is there's going to be a puddle of blood on X and X Street, you know, fucking Sesame Street and Wisconsin Avenue. Okay? There's going to be a puddle of blood there. So that's going to be, okay, hopefully that bitch dries up in the fucking sun. Cars run over that shit. They don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But is there any witnesses or no? Like, tell me. Do you want me to continue whatever I have?
He'll be fucked up, but his kid is in the back seat.
His kid's in the back? Fuck. Obviously, he saw me shoot.
It's a baby.
Oh, it's a baby?
Yeah.
Fuck, man. I wouldn't kill no fucking baby. The baby, obviously, he's young, so he doesn't know. And in my head already, I'm like, man, 30 years from now, he's going to be like, damn, I ain't got no dad. I'll probably put that guy in, like, just... man, that sounds so fucked up. I was going to say I'll throw him in somebody's doorstep, but I'm not going to throw the baby, though.
You can take him to the fire department.
Yeah? But they're going to fucking see a fucking camera?
No, supposedly if you... You drop off a baby.
Yeah.
They don't ask questions. They just take them.
Who says who?
Like the news. Yeah, because they don't want people dropping off babies like in the fucking garbage.
Obviously.
So that's like, fucked up. So it's a law. It's a law. So like,
thank God for that law.
Let's say you have a baby and you don't want them, you can just go drop them off at the fire department.
They or like police station or anything?
Not fire department.
It has to be fire department?
Yeah. the police station just fucking throws them in the trash.
But they have cameras and obviously all that shit, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Do they check and shit? I'm pretty sure they check.
You just cover your face.
I'm gonna make sure my hands are wrapped. I have a hoodie. I have gloves or just whatever. I have like no fingerprints. No fingerprints on the fucking kid, right? And I go drop this. I drop this little fucking kid off. I drop him off, and I just ring the. I fucking knock with my elbow, and I was like, I just knock, and then I just I leave. I ring the doorbell. I leave, right? So now I gotta run twice. I gotta run back to the fucking car. This fucking body's still in the seat. You know what I mean? And I think from what I do, they have me fucking scared as shit because, first of all, I dropped off the baby making sure my fucking fat ass isn't on no cameras.
Dropping sweat everywhere.
They can't track sweat, but it's gonna dry out.
That's true. You leave someone the baby.
Fuck. They just say there's nothing on the baby. Okay. I go back to the car. This man's still in the fucking... He's in his own car. He's fucking just drooping. He's dripping. Okay. Fuck, after that, I don't know where the fuck I drop him off. I'd be like, man, what the fuck do I do? Do I set the car on fire? Mm-hmm. And do I fucking crash into a light pole? And then the car caught on fire somehow? I don't know, man. That's fucking tough. I feel like what I'd probably do is, like, I don't want to drive the car off, like, a fucking ditch. This is what I'd probably do. Drive it off of a fucking ditch. Okay. And then, but then they're going to be like, damn, a dead fucking body just in the car in the ditch. There's no way he would have crashed because they look at all that shit. He's in the back. There's a pool of blood. He's
fucking shot.
There's a pool. He's shot. I almost forgot about that. This motherfucker's shot, right? And there's a pool of blood in the back seat where I threw this motherfucker at, right? And then he's in a ditch. So they knew the body got fucking... Mm-hmm. They already know the body got fucking, like... He got murdered. And then they just did that shit. You just have to wait till tomorrow in the news. I think the two best thing to do was to do that ditch and just see what goes on tomorrow. See what the fuck goes on tomorrow morning? Or just burn the fucking car.
Okay.
And gasoline, just burn that shit.
You're about to throw him in the ditch, right?
Okay.
You look back, and he's alive.
Where'd I shoot him? And he's in the ditch?
Yeah, you shot him like in the chest, and
but he was dead. But am I already leaving the car, or am I still in the car?
You're going towards the ditch.
I just bang his head with the gun, bro. I'm not gonna risk doing another shot and making more noise.
So you would kill him again?
Well, no shit. Already dropped off his fucking kid. What am I gonna do? He's gonna be like, where the fuck's my kid? That's the first thing gonna be on his mind. Where's my kid?
He's in the baby chair. He wakes up.
Fuck, man. He's gonna know it was me. Even if you don't kill him, he's gonna see you before you. He's gonna describe you. So you might as well just fucking end him right there.
Yeah.
But I feel like I just bash his head with the whatever gun or whatever. Okay. Just and bash him until he's knocked out and maybe just get something to tie his throat.
Get to the ditch.
Yeah.
What type of ditch? Like, just any ditch?
Probably just any ditch. Okay. What I do, I'll make sure there's a light pole.
Okay.
And make it, like, crash. And then hopefully just, I want to say some gasoline, make it spark on fire. I don't know. Try to make some, like, electrical circuit shit. I don't know, man. Probably get the battery or some shit.
Yeah.
And start the fire in the battery. So, like, some spark happen or some shit.
Yeah.
Because they're smart shot. With that shit. They're smart.
He got shot.
But if but
you leave the gun and put it in his hand.
Oh, fuck!
But he got shot in the chest. And he had to go.
Fuck, this shit hurt. Yeah. He went to the head. Oh no, man! This shit's fucking.
He's all beaten up. With
I never done none of this shit, so I wouldn't know what to do. I'm never gonna be good. In this situation.
That's good. I'm drunk, bro. My throat hurts from it's cold as fuck.
Oh yeah, I bet. But yeah, all right. What about your turn now?
Know what I would do?
Damn. Okay, go ahead.
I kill him.
Okay.
I'll call you.
You call me? What the fuck?
I'm like, hey, come help me.
Bro, I'd be fucking
flat tired.
Well, you a bitch. Because if you told me to kill somebody, I wouldn't fucking go.
There, you a bitch.
I'll call Jose. But you tell me you have a flat tire, so I'm already fucking there.
True.
Fuck, you're already dragging me into this fucking shit.
Because you already told me what you would do, so I was just going to follow what you said.
Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead. You call me. You say, hey, I have a flat tire.
Without calling you. You say, I don't call you.
Okay, so just you alone?
10 by myself, yeah.
Same story, accident?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I shoot him by accident, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fuck.
You shoot him by accident?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just leave. And burn the body there. I would just burn the body there.
You'd burn the body?
There.
After you shot him?
Yeah, I wouldn't take him anyway.
Is his body still outside the car?
Yeah. I would just burn everything. I'll, like, you know, like, take the gas out?
Gas from where? His car?
His car.
How would you do that? What would you suck it out of? Do you have a tube?
I'll get under and try to, like,
get the gas thing?
Yeah.
And just poke at it?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think it's just regular plastic. It's like probably some hard ass.
Then I would just probably like, well, I have a gun.
Okay.
So I'll probably like
shoot the car till it blows up.
And then either that or just like get a piece of paper or some shit, throw it in the tank, in the gas tank.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it'll blow up.
Or you can just light the chairs and shit. It'll burn.
That's true.
It'll catch on fire.
So I would just try to do that.
But he has a hole.
I wouldn't want to try to.
But he has a hole in his body, right?
Well, yeah, but
you think the body's gonna burn?
Huh? I don't think there's any DNA of me.
I think they'll still show.
Bless you.
Yeah, well, bless you, my man. I think they'll still have a hole in the.
Well, yeah, no shit, yeah, for sure.
Like he burns. I don't think he turns into ashes. Like,
well, yeah. Well, it depends how like long he burns.
Yeah.
But like, I'm pretty sure if you burn it long enough, like his skin will leave and. Be gone.
I don't know.
Let's say you burn him, right?
Okay.
And this motherfucker wakes up on fire.
I'm fucking shooting him again. He's scared, nigga.
He's running.
Devil or some shit.
He's running. He's like, help, help. He like,
bro,
whenever
the kid.
Whenever you, oh, the kid in the fucking seat. You burn the kid.
I'll try to take the kid.
What would you do? What would you do with the kid?
I'm going.
Would you drop him off? Would you fucking
the
just
department.
Would you just throw him on the side or what would you do?
Nah. Shit, I would try to go to like fire department.
Yeah.
But I would park like forward.
You park forward? How forward? What do you mean?
Like a block down the fire department. I'll leave him in the street.
You're not gonna leave him in the fire department?
Fuck no, they got cameras.
I covered myself. I took off my shirt and I fucking
see your nipples. Your big ass nipples.
Now the audience know I have big nipples. But go ahead. So you park a block away?
Yeah, and I just leave him there.
But what if they don't find him and he fucking dies?
They don't find him. It's at night.
Why would you leave him?
Like a street away from the fire department.
In
or
the
behind
middle?
The fire department. In the middle of the night.
Behind?
They
have cameras in the back too.
Well, shit, bro, I don't know. It's hard.
I think the easiest way, if, like, you don't have any recognizable tattoos, just fucking take off your clothes,
You're fucking Gashi written me.
Well, now they know my tattoo.
They're gonna be like, who is this guy named Gashi? And then you give Gashi some clout.
In the bad way?
In the bad way? People that listen to Gashi are murderers. And,
damn. They're starting to fucking put him in a category and shit.
And then he unfollows you and shit.
Now they know he follows me.
Like Stan?
Yeah, oh yeah, fuck that. So let's just say right now. So, okay, so you leave the kid in the back of the fire department, right? You yeah. park forward a block away, like you said.
Yeah.
What now? Then you put the...
Not
because as of right now,
put the kid in my car.
Hold on, as of right now, you burned the fucking kid before.
Okay, wait, I forgot about the kid.
You rewind.
So yeah, I put the kid in the car.
Okay.
I put the guy
back in the car.
Shit, I wouldn't even want to touch him.
Mm-hmm. You could if you grab his shirt, there's no DNA in the shirts.
No, there is.
Is there?
Hair pieces and shit. Fuck, bro.
Okay.
That's hard.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
let's say back in the day, you could just shoot that guy, bro, and leave, and
they wouldn't know.
Like the fucking what's that guy's name? The guy's name Zodiac. Uh-huh. Got away with it. Nobody knows who he is.
What he got away with?
Everything. Murder.
What did he do exactly?
He would just go up to like random people and shoot him.
Yeah.
And just leave him there. Yeah. And then he would. Like on the cars and shit, he would write his symbol and he would like
send messages to like the newspapers and yeah. newspaper. No, he wanted to be in the news. And he damn. made
did he make it on the news?
Yeah, cause he said that if they didn't do that, they would, and he would like
kill more,
shoot up a bus full of kids and stuff like that.
Fuck no. And what year was this?
I don't know. It was a lot of time. Well, not that long ago, kind of.
Supposedly.
People said that it was Ted Cruz.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Yeah. They said that it was Ted Cruz.
It kind of looks like him, I'm not gonna lie.
But do they have a photo of the Zodiac Killer?
Well, supposedly a guy came forward saying that the Zodiac was his dad. He made mm-hmm. a book about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that was ever proven.
Nah. He's still not. Is he still alive or no?
If he is, he must be old as fuck. But I'm pretty sure he already died. Like.
Damn, fucking loud ass plane shit.
Bro, when I was outside,
mm-hmm.
like three cops went down the street, like towards where you live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What time?
Like when I was outside.
Oh, really? Oh, fuck. Well, fuck, let me check my cameras. That's fucking crazy. Okay, so pretty much your story.
The Zodiac Killer was a killer who stalked parts of North Carolina.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, North California. From December 1968 through December 1969. Throughout a series of cryptic letters he sent to the press and others, he disclosed his motivation for the killings, offered clues to future murder plots, and adopted the name the Zodiac.
Mm. Does this look creepy? Does this look creepy?
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Yeah.
That's what security cameras look like.
He's currently showing me his security cameras and they look creepy as fuck.
Imagine, like, okay, just a little side story. Whenever I'll be home or whatever, let's just say I hear the slightest noise or some shit, or I hear my fucking dog Riley barking like her ass off outside. And I know Riley's tone of voice. Like, whenever she's like either like scared or like just barking at some bitch, you know what I mean? Like, let's just say my neighbor's walking outside, she'll be roo, 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 or some shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, I look outside, she's like, oh, she's barking at the neighbor. So I kind of like hear the same tone of voice, like, you know how, like, kind of like, I guess right now, how yeah. we're talking, and if like some shit was to happen right now, and if I was to be scared, well, let's just say like I see some shit outside, I'd be like you'll see my face, or like just my voice changing shit, mm-hmm. like, you know, tone of voice.
Yeah.
And same shit with dogs or whatever. So whenever she'll be barking, and then I look outside, say, oh, it's my neighbor. So I kind of know that, like, tone.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll be, like, sometimes they'll be fucking just, like, random and shit. She'll be barking. She'll be, like, let's just say, like she'll be, roo, roo, roo.
She'll be growling and shit?
Like that. Uh-huh. Then, like, she'll growl first.
There's a possum?
Uh-huh. No, with the possum, whenever there's a possum, she barks and she wants to go in the backyard.
Yeah.
The backyard, I'm like, no, you're not going. It's already past a certain time. Mm-hmm. Like, you're gonna fucking piss off the neighbors. Mm-hmm. You know, you're annoying me already. You know what I mean? So I just tell her go to bed, or I'll just fucking distract her or whatever. But either way, she'll be like, like growling at some shit. And that's kind of like whenever you see like a dog's like, oh shit, there's like, they sent some other stuff that like that we don't see or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I look out the window and I'm like, there's fucking nothing there. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, bruh. So I'm like, I'll be getting like scared. I'm like, what the fuck's there? You know what I mean?
Like in your bed?
No, like I'll be in the living room chilling. And we had like, you know how in our house is kind of like open, like the persianas? Yeah, and you have like, no fucking... We just got curtains.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we got curtains so we can... They're pretty badass, okay? They don't have any of the pool thing. You literally grab, okay, you know the curtain, how the bottom thing? It's like the thickest part, if it makes sense. You... Okay, so you put them all the way down. You grab them from like all the way from the bottom where like, you know, where it's kind of like, I guess, thick, if that makes sense. And you pick that up and you just pull it up. Oh, so there's no like string. So it's pretty cool. And so we just we got curtains or whatever, right? So now we could just, I guess, close or whatever. But whenever she'll growl, look outside, there's literally nothing there. And that's why I was bringing up the like the cameras. I would just look at the cameras and see if there's like anything there. Mm-hmm. But whenever I did, like
bro, imagine like one day there is. What would you do?
Fucking, I'd be scared as shit. That's what I'm saying. Like right now, the lights are on in the living room. See that? Cause there's light here. The front yard, nothing. What's it called? The back and all the other cameras, fucking nothing there and shit. But like, let's say right now, like the front door. Mm-hmm. Imagine there's fucking somebody just there, just like looking at that shit, kind of like The Purge. That should be fucking scary. And that's what I'm saying, man. You need your guns, you know? A knife ain't gonna do shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Joe Rogan runs with a knife.
Hmm?
Joe Rogan?
He runs?
That's with good. A knife?
I literally just found my knife a couple days ago in my truck.
Well,
I
was he cleaning. Lives with, like, the fucking mountains, so there's mountain lions and shit. That's why he runs with the knife.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You run,
and there's squirrels here, so.
Not even squirrels, just fucking other people you never know.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't go running expecting the fucking worst. You know what I mean? I just, you running, but you gotta be you gotta be prepared for, I guess, the unknown or whatever. But I don't know, man. Like, what's it called? Imagine you're just chilling right now, or just chilling right now. You hear some shit. You look at your cameras or whatever, like, and you just see like a fucking random ass figure just like standing, just like that. Like all stiff, like kind of, you know, The Purge, how they stand all stiff and like awkward looking, and they're just, you know, looking, and then you're like, what the fuck? And then they just get closer and closer and they just look at the thing. Like, what'd you do? Like, what's your first thought? You see something, like, you just look at the camera, you see something outside there.
Cops,
yeah,
I think. Yeah, I'll take a screenshot first.
Yeah, that's what I do. I take a screenshot, call the cops for sure. But the cops, they don't come like, you know, like that. I think the average time in like the US is probably like 10-15 minutes.
10-15
minutes? And that's a long fucking time.
Think so?
Hell yeah. Let's see what time we're on right now. We're on 1 hour and 37 minutes. We stopped the podcast at like 1 hour and...
Bro, 30 seconds is already a lot.
30 seconds? Like right now? Like just me and you talking?
Like, don't say anything for 30 seconds. Go. Bro, that's not even 30 seconds. It's not
long. Our listeners are going to be like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? But that was, what, like 7-10 seconds maybe at max?
Yeah, average.
They would have been breaking some glass and shit, you know what I mean? And God knows what the fuck they would have wanted to do, you know? So, I mean, I don't know, man. So I'm a strong holder of the Second Amendment. It's in the fucking Constitution, man. Why would you try to get rid of it? You know what I mean? And think about it, back then, those people were smart as fucking fuck. Like, they made all that shit because of Europe and all England, the UK. The
average police response time is about 5 to 6 minutes.
5 to 6 minutes? Like, here, I guess it's pretty good, I guess, 5-6 minutes, but that's average. Imagine you're living in the country. Fuck, man, you ain't got shit. You need...
Yeah. Oh, protection. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I get that.
Not even just there, just in general, man. You want to stay safe. You want to have that, like, sense of security.
Sure, like, we're going back to this shit again, but you're like the El Paso shit.
Okay.
Well, not El Paso shit. Like, I don't want to be, like, disrespectful and shit, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, what happened at El Paso, like, if more people had guns there, they could have shot that guy. Mm-hmm. And could have at least protected more, you know what I mean?
Like, how long did it take the cops to get there?
But I think about the same time. But yeah. I'm just saying, because supposedly, I think they said that there was, like, cops that were off-duty that mm-hmm. responded. Or, like, people that were of different agencies that also responded.
Gotcha.
They weren't off. They
but weren't how off did they find out? Radios? Or were they in the store?
I don't know. I mean, maybe some people, like, heard shots or, like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, they probably had, like, police radios, police scanners or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. But,
yeah. That's some, like, crazy shit.
Amber Alert or some shit. I don't know.
Let's say, not to sound fucked up or anything, but yeah, let's say you were the guy, like, committing that, you know, the horrible tragedy or whatever, right?
GTA, I just go somewhere and start shooting people.
Yeah. Okay. So, let's just say an average, let's just say, I don't know fucking how big clips are and shit, like assault rifles mm-hmm. or whatever. Let's just say he holds 25 rounds, right? So, he has 25 rounds, he sees, like, you're at Walmart, so there's fucking hundreds of people there, right? Yeah. Let's just say, like,
and you're walking in with the gun, so people already know.
They're already looking like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But at the same time too, I feel like at the same time too, if you walk in with a gun, the people who are like, the first thing when you walk into Walmart, there's like a coin exchange,
the parts and shit. So, like, he got in, where the fuck did he park? Did he go in walking?
Pretty sure, yeah.
So he was just walking for like a long ass time, and
at least a good 15 seconds, as you say. A good 15 seconds if he got from a park.
You think he got an Uber to drop him off there?
An Uber with a fucking gun, imagine.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I don't think he drove there. I think he drove there.
He drove there. Okay, so he parked. You think he parked close to the entrance and shit?
Let's just say he parked like average, kind of in the middle. So it takes him, let's just say, 25 seconds.
He had to get his shit out the car.
He got
put it around him.
Because in the photo, he already had it all, like, yeah, whatever. But like, that's what I'm trying to say. How many, like, magazines did you have too? Because whenever you have a gun, like, let's say you just have one,
supposedly
the one loaded in there,
guy, yeah,
you have to keep, you gotta, you have to push them down, push them out. It doesn't take a fucking like quick time, you know. You're not like in the games, you gotta, because if you fuck up on the way down, they'll just pop all out and I'm like, fuck.
Well, I mean, he already has them ready.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You have it ready, you just, you know what I mean, or whatever. But like, I feel like let's just say somebody walks in or whatever, people are gonna look. But I don't think people are gonna, like, people, okay, you're either gonna be really fucking scared, or you're not gonna believe it's like an actual gun. You know what I mean? If it makes sense.
Yeah, I guess, like, people have that belief that they're immortal. Not immortal, but not like immortal. Thinking like, oh, that would happen to me.
Or some shit. Yeah, they have that shit in the back of their head, or whatever. And you just see a fucking gun. You're like, or just people, you're just lost. Like, so much going on. You're like, you're trying to comprehend. You're like, is that fucking real? Is it not? You know, like, what the fuck should I do? Should I run? You know, people just think, and then boom, they either, like, whatever, you know, either get shot or whatever, or they just go throughout their day. Like, oh, fuck no, I'm going, I'm leaving, you know, some shit or whatever. But I don't know, man. That's fucking wild.
So, okay, so he goes in.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you said I was a shooter.
Okay.
You know what?
So he goes in.
All right, go in.
He says he had 26 people, right? So you just go into Walmart. You see a good amount of people whenever you're looking at. Obviously, there's cashiers, so, like, not each one of those cashiers, there's people there, because this is Walmart. 25 cashiers, they have, like, four.
Yeah.
Okay? But you know where more of the people, they're always checking out. There'll be a line. You think he got those people at the line? He got the people returning? He got the people, you know what I mean?
Like, I think he just got, like, let's say our Walmart, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how you just walk in. Mm-hmm. Well, now they have, like, a little barrier thing.
Oh yeah, I saw that shit. I was like, what the fuck?
I don't like Walmart. I don't shop there.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, whenever I went, I was like, it was for like security reasons, people stealing, I guess. Yeah.
But you know? I mean, they can just go through the self checkout and run out, but
yeah.
Whatever.
That's why I was like, whenever, okay, this is the first time I went to Walmart, it's probably like last week or some shit. I was like, what the fuck, they have that shit? And I didn't buy anything. I was going there to buy something. But they didn't have it, so I was like, oh, I'm just going to walk out or whatever. And I had to go to Fiesta, too. So I was like, I was going to go to Fiesta.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, do I tell the guy, oh, I didn't buy nothing? Or, you know, I was like, kind of like Sam's Club. You show them the mm-hmm. receipt. I was like, I just looked at him. He kept looking at me. I was like, he ain't saying nothing, so I just kept walking. Or whatever, you know what I mean? But yeah, go ahead. What are you saying?
Well, yeah, you know, like, you walk in.
Mm-hmm.
And those people are there. So I'm pretty sure he just went forward and started shooting at the, like the first person in front of him.
Yeah.
Just like, not even like aiming.
Mm-hmm.
Like really aiming, just like shooting like in the general area of where he saw people.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
I feel like if I was, this sounds fucked up too, if I was in a certain position.
But okay, let's say like you're shooting, right?
Okay.
And there's someone with a gun. There's someone already shooting back at you.
Uh-huh.
So like, I'm pretty sure like less people would have died.
Oh yeah.
Or like have security. But then that's fucked up. Why the fuck we need security? People just should just not kill people.
Yeah. I mean, there's security at Walmart already.
But
in the parking lots.
But
they don't have no guns. They have tasers and like fucking rubber bullets, if anything. But what's it called? Even with that, you have to pay that security guard a good amount to fucking actual, you know, like respond to that type of shit or whatever.
Yeah.
And then obviously if he has a taser, what the fuck is he going to do with a fucking gun? You know what I mean? Run up to him and sneak like behind his neck.
Bringing a knife to a gunfight.
Yeah, pretty much. But, yeah, I don't know, man. That shit's fucking wild. And that fucking Walmart shit. But
so don't go to KD Mills.
No, yeah, it's supposed to be tomorrow, so I don't know. I don't know, man. What do you think is going to happen?
Hopefully nothing.
Yeah, hopefully nothing.
Didn't they say that it was going to happen at the rodeo, too? Last year? Or 2 years ago?
They say a lot of shit.
Remember?
They say shit at schools, too. Maybe, mainly because they're dumbass. They didn't study for the test before.
Remember?
The rodeo?
Yeah.
They said that? I didn't even hear about them. I really don't watch the news. Me?
I'm sure you did.
Yeah?
I'm pretty sure we talked about it, yeah.
Maybe.
Just didn't have a podcast back then.
Maybe. That's what I'm saying. I don't even like watching the news anymore, man. I feel like the news is meant to like keep you scared and just not reach your full potential of yourself, you know. If you're just like anxious all the time and shit, how do you expect to be a better person? You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah. I can, yeah.
I don't know. I just don't let, I guess, emotions kind of get the, I don't even know what to believe in shit online and shit with all this shit we got going on now. So.
I think it was a cover up so people forget about Area 51. Mm. We're still going to raid that bitch.
Yeah, that bitch is fucking ours. Hey, when is it? September 22nd or 21st?
I'm going in August.
The next day after that in Houston, they're having an event, I think, in Moody Garden. No, it's not Moody Gardens. It's Discovery Green. They're going to have a Naruto run across Discovery Green.
Yeah.
So I'm going to that shit for sure. And then I read it, and they were saying that's a celebration run because of the successful raid in Area 51. So that's fucking hilarious.
Oh, so we can only do it if they actually raid Area 51?
Yeah, I'm still down to fucking go.
You don't want to go to Area 51?
Oh, I don't know about that shit, man.
Why not?
I ain't trying to get fucking shot.
Why not?
I think they do have the authority to shoot.
Oh, for sure.
It was funny. I was talking to Poncho about that shit, right?
For real?
Not about Area 51.
Oh.
But we're talking about the Walmart shit because I barely heard about this shit literally today. And they're talking about
for
it.
For real?
Yeah, I didn't know because, like I said, I don't watch no news or none of that. Yeah. If I see something on Twitter, I really don't. Like, I'm like, damn, that sucks. Yeah. I don't get into it, you know, get emotional and stuff like that. I'm not trying to sound like a fucking hopeless fucking, you know, or whatever, however I'm sounding like. But I don't know. I don't know. I'm just not really worried about that stuff because I have my own shit I gotta do. And as much as it sucks, you know, like, it sucks, it happens and stuff like that, but I just don't want to have that state of mind where I'm constantly, like, just scared to go out and shit. But either way, so they were talking about the Walmart shit. I was like, what the fuck are they talking about? And then I was like, what are they going to do in Katy Mills? He's like, oh, supposedly the Walmart in Katy. Because we passed by it. He's like, is it that Walmart? I'm like, I don't know. All they said is a Walmart in Katy. They were going to have it. And then at the mall, too, or at that Walmart, they were going to have the shooting or whatever. I was like, oh, shit, for real?
Who the fuck said it?
I don't know.
Shouldn't they know?
I don't know. People could just report, make a fake email and all that shit, you know, number and all that stuff, too.
IP address.
Exactly. But
that's where you need hackers.
Yeah, they said that they were going to have that. And they said that there was going to be, like, two helicopters flying above Walmart and the mall. There's going to be police officers and all that shit. There's going to be, like, added security, like, around that, like, area or whatever, just to, like, in case something does happen.
Yeah.
And then I was like, damn. And I was joking around. I was like, man, we should go. This is our one-way shot of going to heaven, like a ticket.
Hell no.
I was like, man, this is our early access to heaven. And they were just laughing. But, like, obviously you're not going to fucking do that. But it was just a little joke or whatever, but I don't know, man. All this shit's fucked up.
You know, but, fuck. There was this guy mm-hmm. that he made a cult, right? Mm-hmm. And then he pretty much what he did, he made all these people believe that, like, mm-hmm. like it was like a new religion type of thing. And then, like, he said that they all had to die. Because, like, they were onto him. Like, the cops, they were onto what he was doing.
What was he doing?
He was killing people.
Okay.
Like, I know that for sure. Uh-huh. He was killing people and then, like, sacrifices and shit. Mm-hmm. But, like, he had, like, hundreds of people, like, in his one house.
Mm-hmm. Hundreds?
Yeah, pretty sure. House? They were all, like, followers.
But, like, were they there against their free will? Or, like, they knew what was going down?
It was
or
like,
they were, or like to them, they were already accepted that they were going to be a sacrifice.
No, they lived there.
Okay, they lived in the house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's your phone? Like?
Huh? Told you the fucking cooler shit. Remember?
No, like this.
What? It's all probably because of all this, like mm-hmm. from the cup and shit.
Atake. Well. That's Lil Uzi's album, but...
Eternal Atake?
Yeah.
Hell no, this man brought up Uzi.
He got that cover from, like, the actual... The guy.
The guy about what?
That killed himself and then...
Oh, yeah.
Killed all the other people.
So, he killed the people first and himself.
So, he pretty much gave all these people, like, a fake Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid?
Yeah, it was supposed to be Kool-Aid, but... He got an off-brand Kool-Aid. And then, like, he put poison or some shit in it.
Mm-hmm. So he poisoned everybody?
Yeah, he poisoned everybody. He first gave it to, all, like, all the kids.
Yeah.
And then...
Was it a house or was it, like, a school or was it...
Wait, fuck.
So you're saying this guy made, like, a knockoff brand of fake Kool-Aid?
No, he didn't make it.
Or
He pretty much said that, like, that was the only way they could all go to heaven. If they all killed each other.
Yeah, they all killed each other.
Well, they all committed suicide.
Okay.
And then, I don't even think he killed himself.
You don't even think
I'm probably like...
That probably makes sense if he didn't because like, he could keep doing it.
Like, people knew what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the like real followers, like the moms and shit, mm-hmm. they knew that he was trying to kill their baby, so they didn't want that.
But how?
You know what I mean? Because they were free... Because, like, when you drank it, like, it killed you, like, really quick.
Oh, yeah?
So, like, not everyone was done drinking, and people were already dying.
Oh, yeah?
So, they knew what he was doing. You know what I mean?
Oh, but he was saying, oh, you're not going to go to heaven if you don't drink it?
Yeah, pretty much.
So, then they were like, oh, fuck it.
No, they didn't want to. They didn't want to die.
Okay.
So, like, but like, the believers, like, the extreme believers were making the other people drink it.
Yeah.
So, like, they were, like, fucking making them chug it and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Swallow like the liquid and shit.
Yeah.
And then pretty much like I'm pretty sure almost everyone died. Or even not everyone.
Damn.
In the house. With like hundreds and shit.
So like what's it called? So did he get away with it or was it? Or it was a cult or was
why did
it?
I start talking about this?
I have no idea. That's what I was asking. I was like, what was the point of the
oh, because you said about heaven.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like, yeah. I mean, I wasn't serious about that shit, obviously.
No, I know, but I was like...
It just came up to your mind because I said heaven and shit.
That guy, fucking crazy.
Yeah, it was funny.
Do you think, like, you know how back then, like, Jesus said that he was, like, God's kid and whatever?
Mm-hmm.
You feel like if someone came...
Now?
Just, like, out of nowhere, you know, mm-hmm. saying that they're, like, the new Jesus...
No, there's a lot of people saying that already now.
So how come you don't think everyone believes him? If they all believe in Jesus or in God?
So you're saying if right now, if somebody was to say, oh, I'm Jesus's...
Like, if I go out, like, right now, I start posting shit that I'm saying I'm the new Jesus, mm-hmm. people believe me?
Some, and no. Depending on, like, how you post it. Like, the way you carry yourself.
But
the way
but how would they know? If I'm telling you.
Just the energy alone, that, if you're doing good in the world, if you're, like, if you're preaching actual good stuff, if you're helping people out, if you just do magical shit in general, like, let's just say I'm fucking sick of shit, and then you you touch me or some shit, and then boom, I'm
but why would I have to prove it? If I'm telling you, you have to believe me.
Oh, so you like?
No. So you're saying, not how it works?
You're saying you want people to believe you?
Isn't religion based off of belief and shit? I'm telling you, believe I'm Jesus. I'm the new Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't believe me, you're going to hell. If I say that, wouldn't people, you know?
Yeah, you'll get some people just because they're scared. And that's what I'm saying. Like emotions drive a lot of people in their day-to-day life. And that shit's too, like, you know, like, I don't know. There's this one saying. It was Warren Buffett. He was pretty much saying, if you let emotions get the best of you, and like if you let your emotions control you, then he was pretty much saying, anybody can control you if you let your emotions control you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So let's just say I tell you something right now, like, oh, you're fat. You know, you're this.
I know.
I'm like, oh, you're fat, you're this and that. And then you get sad, and then you're like, oh, fuck, man, I'm fat. And then you start believing whatever I'm saying, like, yeah, man, you should really do this and that. I'm pretty much like, because I made that sense of you being like kind of hurt, like emotion wise. From there, I could like kind of like tell you what to do and all that stuff. Not really like deep down into that stuff, but just in general, if you let your emotions control you, then I feel like a lot of people can just like
I kind of tell you
stuff like that too. Like, you know what I mean? Like. Even like, let's just say like stories. You see TV shows of like some girl guy.
I don't know what you're saying, but like I know what you're saying.
Let me find the quote, because I don't know. This is something that I really
like. Emotions like fear, like God, religion. That's what I'm.
Not even just that. Well, that's what there's a deep meaning to it. Yeah, it could be fear. It could be.
Well, that's the thing that people said that religion came out of fear of not knowing what happens.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, let me try to find it. But yeah, I mean, just that quote alone, it goes like it has a deep meaning to it, and it could just go a lot of ways. Let me see.
Did you listen to that song?
Which one?
That one.
Which one is it? Exclamation point.
That's the album.
It's on a new album.
It's called Mac 10 by Trippy Red.
No, I haven't listened to it. What did he say?
No, it's just lit.
Oh, it's just lit. This nigga. I mean, this man. The boy just said, it's just lit. Fuck, I'm trying to find it.
I'm at the top of the penthouse. Those niggas fucking a limp boss. I lean them as I crisscross. You can tap with a pistol.
Yeah, I don't know, that emotion stuff, I don't know, it kind of has a really deep meaning to
it. We went too sad into this podcast. Little serious, little sad, little everywhere. I was dying at the beginning.
You were dying in the beginning?
Yeah, bro. I think it's this bakery shit.
Oh,
it's,
definitely.
It's low-key, like. Not the best one, but it got the job done.
Yeah, and this is the smallest size too. Look, okay, so I got the thing right here. Supposedly it's by Warren Buffett. I don't know if he tweeted this or not or anything, or just said it in general. But he says, "You will continue to suffer if you have an emotional reaction to everything that is said to you. True power is sitting back and observing things with logic. True power is restraint. If words control you, that means everyone else can control you. Breathe and allow things to pass."
You think that The Rock uses performance enhancements?
I don't know.
Because, like, there's this quote that says, like, no matter how you feel, get up, dress up, and show up.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know how they're saying that The Rock sleeps, like, only, like, 2 hours? Well, they were just playing around. Yeah. Like, I don't think that's real.
Fucking unhealthy as shit.
That's why, like, you think, like, he's got that much, like, not knowledge, but that much will to get up? I'm pretty sure he gets up, like, at least at 4 in the morning. I don't know what time he goes to sleep, but I know for sure he gets up at 4.
Yeah.
You think he has that much, like, willpower? Or, like, will to work out and be successful in a way?
The Rock?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel he does, yeah.
Bro, Kevin Hart was in the movie.
Oh, yeah? That's funny. Yeah, I remember the last movie there was like the Apprentice or some shit, the CIA agent, remember? Kevin Hart and The Rock. Whenever The Rock was hiding away. Nah, it wasn't that. It was when The Rock was like wanted by the government.
I'm saying, remember?
Like, and was Kevin was kind of hiding him. Yeah. Something like that.
High remember? School reunion.
There you go. That's what it was. That's what it was. But I mean, yeah, I believe in that too. That The Rock, that man's fucking, he's successful in a lot of shit. Just not even just wrestling shit. A whole bunch of stuff.
He went from wrestling to the movie.
He went from college, from fucking being cut from the fucking team, going back home with fucking nothing and shit. This man said he has $7 in his fucking pocket. And look at him now. $7 million. Not even, he has more than that fucking shit. But yeah, we're already at that 2 hour mark right now.
So, oh, it's the same podcast?
Same podcast.
Oh, shit.
We could cut it for like an hour and make it two.
Nah, it's funny.
Yeah, it's pretty hilarious because I think we should just leave it like that because it's pretty funny that it goes from like us talking about something that we shouldn't talk about and then we can talk about like how to get away with murder. Like,
you know what? Bring it right back.
Yeah, that's funny.
No, guys, because we don't give a fuck.
Yeah. We're going to tie to this how to get away with murder. I think that's a good one, right?
Yeah.
But they're going to have to wait a long, they're going to wait an hour until they get to that point. But it's called
clickbait. And they don't know that.
Oh, yeah.
But now they do. So
clickbait. Nah, that's hell, if they listen to it in order. Then you got bamboozled, guys. Not really, but yo, if you made it this far, shout out to you guys.
Shout out.
Shout out. And yo, are we going to do a 100 listener giveaway or 100 follower giveaway or no?
Yeah, follower.
Follower, because we're almost at the 100 listens right now. And I know after this episode, we're going to get like at least 40 plays. I know fuck that for sure. My one of my goals was to reach 220 listeners. And that was that whenever we first hit 22 listeners, I was like, man, we have to 10x that. So 22 times 10, 220. And now we have to 10x once we hit 220 to 2200 listeners. That's going to be fucking take some balls and courage, but I know we can do it.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, guys, just
shout out Iron Man.
Mm-hmm. Robert Downey Jr. You the man, you the GOAT.
Bro, you know Gohan's obsessed with fucking Spider-Man now?
Really? Oh yeah, I was talking to him. He was pointing at his shirt, Spider-Man. And then your dad was like, your dad was like, guess it's Spider-Man. He's like,
yeah,
it was funny.
Someone buy him a mask.
Wait till he finds out that there's a black Spider-Man too. Oh. He's gonna be like, who's the real one? But the thing is,
watching the one on Spider-Man. I mean, the one on Netflix.
Oh, okay. So I don't know which one that is.
The multiverse. Oh, okay. The cartoon one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fucking Peter Porker.
Yeah, I was trying to get him to watch Gohan, like Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
But he's more into Spider-Man. So I'm like, fuck.
Damn, you already fucked up, man. And his nickname is Gohan. So yeah. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. But yo, guys, like, comment, subscribe. Give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. Make sure to download us.
This is the buy for sure, for sure.
This is the what?
The buy for sure, for sure.
What do you mean the buy? Podcast? Huh?
Like the ending.
Oh, yeah, this is the ending for sure.
It's not halfway.
1000%.
Let me know how y'all like the new setup. Or, like, if it sounds different, it sounds better.
Yeah.
If it sounds worse.
Let us know.
Try to fix it. Oh, shit.
Let us know. We got some little mic stands. And hopefully it works. I mean, it works. I know that. We got the audio out there. But, yo, man, it's late. We getting tired. We getting buzzed. And we about to cut this stuff right now. So.
All right, bitches.